It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio. It's Air It Out Radio.
Are you ready? Tell me if you're ready. Let's Air It Out Radio. Banging up the stereo. Here we go again. Same time, same blog. Cats still stagnant. We stay on our job. The brown skin heifer. I think y'all try to check her. You might see the fire chick coming out the heckling her. She put in mad words, but she stay on our promo. Hating on us. Now that's a big no-no. Underground artists with mainstream talent. All these other blogs ain't up for the challenge. Competition. Tell me if you see it. We talking like we live it. Walking like we be it. We keep legends on the line in due time. You won't have a choice but to respect the grind. Stay on the line, the board is on fire. No pun intended, let's take this thing higher. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. It's Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio. Air It Out listeners, y'all see the threats, we just hear the whispers, we stay on some new shit, listen real close, kudos to the host, I propose a toast, the history, it's really about to happen, we really make moves, y'all stick to rapping, respect is in order, the border been crossed, got the UK spitting them long distance balls, we show love, and y'all show love back, 200 plus calls on the blog, that's the max, we do that on the regular, shit don't change, every Monday from 10 to 1, stay in your lane, help us help you, it costs y'all nothing. The promo, the music, we really saying something. Shout out to the underdog, we here for you. Air It Out Radio.net, get in tune. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Competition where we don't see none. Air It Out Radio, Air It Out Radio. Air It Out Radio.net,
Welcome, welcome, welcome. What up, streets? What it is? It's that Trick Fire. The brown skin heifer, in case you don't know. Welcome to Air It Out Radio. You know, basically the show that gives everybody the opportunity to be on. All you got to do is call up. You can always check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. You can also Facebook or Twitter me, Air It Out Radio. Man, I am so excited to be here today, y'all. Like, it feels like I've been away from y'all for a minute. I don't know why, but it just feels like that. So anyway, shout out to all my Air It Outers. Shout out to the newbies that's tuning in as well. Listen, y'all can always give me some drops, right? Send me some drops, send me some music, whatever the case is. Send it to itsairitoutradio@gmail.com. That's airitoutradio@gmail.com. Make sure you do not forget the ITS, okay? It's very, very important. Make sure it's MP3. I don't do the links, all right? And also, make sure you hand it in to me before Sunday at 5 o'clock. I do that with both shows. In case you forgot, I am on Backhead 2.0. That has been changed to Thursday night. That's 91.7. SM, all right, and that's with me, Ricky Knight, DJ Wait a Minute, all right, and let me see, what else, oh yeah, and the same thing, like I said, I stopped downloading Sunday at 5, all right, if y'all go to the website, y'all can see other things that I'm into, y'all can see my artist K-Love on there, y'all can also see the Bad Cave, y'all can also see Jay Sparkle, the shoes I be rocking when I go out. Like those are the shoes of the future. So shout out to her. Shout out to everybody that's hitting me up on Facebook and Twitter. I usually shout y'all out throughout the show. So if you hit me up on Facebook or Twitter and give me a shout out or whatever, or you want a request, I think I'm going to start doing requests. All right, but I'm only going to do it like once per show. So say if the artist cannot come on or whatever the case is, I think I'm only going to be able to play that song one time. So I'm going to try that and see how it goes. So if you have some fans or whatever and that want to hit up the show and request or whatever the case is, then we'll try that. I'm going to see how it goes. All right? But I'm only going to play the song once. So if I play the song already, then it's not going to get played again. But if they want to call and just, you know, keep flooding the lines up, you know, about your track, then whatever the case is, at least you'll see the love that you're going to get, you know, on the air and whatnot. But I'm going to try that. I mean, 2012, I'm going to try some different things and see how it goes. But I know normally my lines get crazy anyway, so I don't want to, like, you know, overwhelm myself. But I'm going to see how it goes, you know, because some of y'all do have a nice little fan base. Some of y'all can't make it on that night, and it is what it is. But in case you don't know, in case you're a little slow, and in case you didn't know anything about it, the Air It Out Villa event, all right? And also, too, I want to make this really, really, really clear. Shout out to Tamora Beast. This is a track. This is an Air It Out event. You know, there's some frauding going on. People saying that it's an event, whatever the case is. But this is an Air It Out event. I work hard for this joint, all right? So at the end of the day, make sure you understand that this is an Air It Out event. Shout out to Headbangers. They'll be here with Comcast. Shout out to Tommy Brown. Like I said, it's January the 14th from 1 to 5. Usually my events are 1 to 5. I'm trying to, like, keep it like that, all right? 1 to 5, 50 seconds, and Market, all right? There's no sign-up fee. You can do one track. It has to be clean. It has to be on a CD. It has to be MP3, all right? Because there are a lot of people out there that, you know, have kids and all that stuff. So, you know, we try to keep it clean. We're trying to keep it clean, all right? So, like I said, one track, no sign-up fee. You know, keep in mind that there's going to be kids out there. You can bring your mama, you can bring your girl, whoever you need to bring that normally don't come. And during the day, there's going to be a lot of people out there. 52nd Street usually is packed anyway. So come out and enjoy yourself. DJ Wait a Minute will be on the ones and twos. I got a couple Air It Outers that are hosting the joint. And also I got Ricky Knight hosting it for the rest of the show. And since I don't get a chance to ever see Ricky in rare form, he'll be there. Like I said, he's very funny, a little comedian and whatnot. So definitely come out 1 to 5, 52nd and Market. Calling all orders, right? There's no sign up fee, there's none of that. It's free. Videos, pics, interviews, all that good stuff. But if you want to pay the extra promo for the Comcast and Verizon, please come out and get that extra promo. It airs a couple times a week. You know, that's pretty much it. Like, you can't beat that with that. 15 hours to be on content? Really? That's a good ass deal. I'm gonna keep it real with you. That is a really, really good ass deal. So, like I said, $15 for that. And, I don't even know what else to say. Like, at the end of the day, that's what it is. So, anyway, what other event? Also, Bad Case 2.0 will be at Black and Noble, alright? And that is March 17th. I gotta remember these dates. I'm gonna, like, install it in y'all brain. Install it in y'all brain over and over again. March 17th, Black and Noble. It's gonna be the same concept, pretty much. You know, you can come out there and perform one track. Please understand that your track has to be less in like 4 minutes. You're not going to get up there and do 5 songs. You're not going to do a whole set. It's not going to be none of that, alright? So if you think you're going to get up there and do that, you think you're going to cuss or whatever, you will get pulled, alright? Please have your track on MP3. All that good stuff is very, very important. Do not come with a USB. Do not come with it in a waveform. None of it, okay? You will not get on. You will get your feelings hurt and all that. Shout out to Brooks. He will be there taking some pictures. I got a couple other people that's going to be there. I don't know if Seeds is coming. Shout out to Seeds. He'll be there, hopefully, doing some video. And y'all get a chance to meet him. He has a studio as well. So it's going to be a lot of people. The Hip Hop Cop will be there. Kendra J, she'll be there. I think Pinky will be in the building. So definitely, you know, it's a place to really, really come out and network and really meet everybody. You'll see just how crazy it is. Go to Air It Out Radio on YouTube, and you'll see somewhat of the madness. I don't even have all the footage up. Shout out to EQ And my sister and brother for dealing with my madness on, you know, most of the events that happened so far. My sister would be there at this event as well, and my brother. So y'all get a chance to meet them, see my family or whatever. But like I said, that is the 14th. This Saturday is going to be nuts. I'm telling you right now. If y'all know anything about 52nd Street, you already know it's crazy. All right? Anyway, so let's get back to the show. All right? I got an important announcement a little bit later. All right? And I'll get into that. I got to make y'all wait a little bit, just to tease you. But since you didn't know and you didn't see my Facebook or Twitter feed, I got Reed Dollars coming on tonight. We're going to get all up in his business, see what he's been up to, see what's going on with him and all that. And also, tonight's topic is, okay, now you know Beyonce had her baby, and Beyonce and Jay-Z, rather. I just forgot all about him, didn't I? Beyonce and Jay-Z had their kid. Now, you know, according to sources, they pretty much, you know, paid the standard rate to have, you know, a portion of the hospital on lock. All right? Now, word is, the people that did have kids the same time she did couldn't see their kids. Couldn't see them. All right? Couldn't see them. The people that flew in and came from wherever couldn't see the kids. They had everything blocked off, and, you know, they had stuff all in the window. You couldn't even get in there to see the kids. Now, my question to you is, should celebrities have that freedom? Should they have that right to do that, you know, just because they are a celebrity? My whole thing is, I feel like, you know, once you're in the hospital and stuff like that, I think you're pretty much fair. I mean, you can have your kids somewhere else and pay for a nice little suite somewhere else and do whatever you need to do. Like, at the end of the day, once you're in a public place, you got to deal with the public. How about that? So anyway, that's the question for tonight. The topic is, do you feel as though celebrities should have to be catered to, especially when they're in hospital, okay? That's the topic. Make sure it's short and sweet, ladies and gentlemen. Please don't go on and on. You're not on that long. You're not on that long. So don't dwell on the question. I know y'all get so into it, but listen, don't focus on the question too much. It's a trick, and it's a trick, and us radio hosts, we tend to do that, and we have you laugh and ask you more questions, but the whole key for you to come on any show is to promote yourself, okay? So you come on, da-da-da-da, you're fired, da-da-da, okay, bitch, you're trying to stress me, all right? Anyway, the main focus is for you to move on and talk about whatever you're doing, so people like us will, you know, pretty much try to persuade you to do other things. But anyway, like I said, keep the question short and sweet. Get into your promo. Act like you don't know me, even though some of y'all are regulars. Okay, whatever the case is. But again, for the newbies that's just tuning in, make sure y'all press 1, all right? The number is 347-677-1163. All right, when I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, and if y'all don't know, please check on your number if you don't know your number. When I call your last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. And make sure you speak up loud and clear and all that good stuff so that everybody can hear you, because it's very important that everybody can hear you, all right? At the end of the day, please bear with me, blog, be acting fucked up. So at the end of the day, please, all right? I'm going to get into my first caller. It's 8219. Yeah, right.
What's up? What's up, Fire? What's going on? It's Honcho.
Honcho, no dice.
Hey.
What's going on?
Nothing. Hey, nothing. No, I was thinking about your question about celebrities in the hospital.
Yes.
I think it is fair.
You think it's fair?
So
you think that they should have the right to lock everything down and people can't see their kids and stuff? Is that what you're saying?
I read that they paid like $1.3 million to have the whole floor blocked off. So, I mean, I think celebrities, you know, should be given a certain carte blanche to, you know, when they are exposed to the public, because they are indeed celebrities. And because of this new age, everyone's paparazzi now, as far as, you know, you got YouTube channels and cell phones with videos. And so, in order to protect the rights of the celebrities, I think if they can afford to do it, I think that it is fair.
Well, I mean, I think it's fair too. As long as they're in, like, if they pay for a certain wing, then that's cool. But when it starts affecting other people, like if we haven't, if I'm having a kid the same time you are, and they all in there together, I can't see my own kid. These people couldn't see their kid.
Yeah, I agree.
That's crazy.
It's very unfortunate, but you know, it's just the world we live in today. You know, Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby. You know, you have people coming in and just take pictures of their child, and you know, to exploit it or use it for whatever. You know, that they can use it to benefit them. So, you know,
I'm cool with that. If you won't give me some money that you paid the hospital for me not to see my kid, like you inconveniencing me. That's how I look at it. I'm like, look, okay, I can't see my kid, really? Like that's kind of outrageous for them to, you know, to do that. Especially, you know, how most of the time people came in, you know, people flying in and all that stuff to see the kid. And I know people was pissed. So, all right, well, what's going on with you music wise?
Well, first off, I'm gonna be doing, you know, this Air It Out tour with you Saturday, and I'm so looking forward to doing it. I'm going to be performing a song called Magic, and it's the first time I'm going to be performing on Magic, and I'm excited about it because the song is crazy, and, you know, I've done basically, you know, the last two or three Air It Out events that you had, and these times, like, it's dope, so, you know, this time it's going to be in my in West Philly where I'm from, so, you know, I gotta definitely, you know, do my thing out there and hold it down.
Yes, and I think that people see that it's definitely growing, like, especially from the first one to the second to the third. So it's really getting huge. So
yeah, it's getting crazy. I mean, it's just getting bigger and bigger, and, you know, I'm excited about the opportunity to get out there, you know, showcase my talent and, you know, rep for you. And all that, you know, all the other Air It Outers that, you know, come out there and you know, and do their thing. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited too. I hope this time I get a chance to see people.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what? I got to shout out to Black Cancer, NG, you know, Machete King, you know, like, all my boys from, you know, Air It Out that, you know, we perform, we go out there, we do our thing at you know, every time at the event. And I look forward to, you know, to seeing what they're going to do, and I hope it's vice versa. But, you know, I'm not just an artist. I'm also a fan of, you know, a lot of other Air It Outers that, you know, other artists that perform as well. So I'm just looking forward to going out there and just, you know, being a part of it.
Right, and I agree. I'm the same way. I'm like, people be excited to see me, but I'd be excited to see them in the day, you know what I mean? So
yeah,
that's a lot of Air It Outers. So, but okay. So is that the only place you got going on that you want to perform at? You got other stuff?
Well, you know, I'm working on my new project coming out, my new album. It's going to, you know, I haven't really locked down a name for it, but you know, I'm more or less concentrated on the events at hand, and the only thing I'm really concentrating on right now is Air It Out event Saturday, you know, and you know, maybe next Monday it'd be something else. But for right now, that's the only thing on my mind, is making sure that, you know, I smash, you know, my performance. And, you know, I'm sort of locked and loaded, you know, as far as my focus with this performance Saturday.
Okay, that's what's up. All right, so give them your info, where they can reach you and all that good stuff.
You can reach me at Honcho No Dice on Facebook and Twitter. That's HAUNCHONODICE. Honcho@yahoo.com is my email if you want to, you know, send me emails, you know, want to holler at me that way. But I'm really easy to find on Facebook and Twitter. Honcho No Dice, or just Google Honcho and I should pop up.
Okay. All right, make sure you hit me up on Twitter too if you can, so I could, like, you know, I'll be trying to get people to hit y'all up, you know, in case they want to follow you or they want to collab with you at the end of the day. All right,
okay.
So what song are we getting into tonight?
We're going to get into Magic. We're going to get into Magic. I'm going to be performing Magic this Saturday at the Air It Out Tour on 52nd Street in Sneaker Villa. This song, this record is crazy.
All
you know, and I'm just looking forward to, you know, just performing.
All right. We're going to get into some magic with Honcho. Make sure you check out the website and all that good stuff. Hit him up on Twitter. All right, introduce him for me one more time.
This is Honcho. No Dice. This is my new record. It's called Magic, featuring my man Dino. Dino on the hook. My man K Classic with the beat. So all three of us just collaborate on this. It's a hot record. It's called Magic. Honcho.
Wherever we are, wherever we start, in luxury cars, we go so hard. It disappears like magic, wanna make it come back, that's magic.
That's magic, yeah.
You gotta want it, ain't nobody gonna give it.
Nobody gonna give it, no. Come on!
I paid the cost for this life that I'm living.
Hey, I'm loving life, hey, it's feeling like I may wanna fight.
Summer breeze, flies, a ton of bees. I can keep her up all night and supply needs. New Ducati, no keys, smooth as Apollo Creed. I can sell her dreams, feed them lies, and make them believe. Bounce like a trampoline, money growing on trees. Now it's hard to tell who my friends are. Halloween, yeah. I'ma win like I'm Charlie Sheen. Leotine, part of the X-Men, Wolverine. One fall can leave you submarine. It's showtime, I'm ballin' with magic, words be Kareem. Just finish shopping, the tags popping, the money dropping. Just the life of a single man wearing his options.
Whatever we are, forever we start. In luxury cars, we go so hard. It disappears like magic. Wanna make it come back, that's magic.
That's magic, yeah.
You gotta want it, ain't nobody gonna
nobody
give it.
Gonna give it, no. Come on!
I paid the cost for this life that I'm living.
Too cocky, my persona. Squeeze llama, sue you in trauma. What more holes than a payata? I'm Nassau with twin Hondas, yeah, the Bahamas. White sands, Caribbean sands is where to find it. No time shared, it's tropical air and a concierge. Ocean front view, the water sky blue there. I find them and freak them, some love them, mistreat them or beat them. But I'll mislead them, my feet them touch when I see them. At the heat game, Mark Jacobs frames going hard till it's post game. We'll keep a broad chain, what's a chain? Men just start losing their brains. Even kids swore they had nuts till I came.
Whatever we are, forever we start. Come back, that's magic.
That's magic, yeah.
You gotta want it, ain't nobody gonna
nobody
give it.
Nobody gonna give it, no. Come on!
I paid the cost for this life that I'm living.
Hey, I'm loving life.
Thought of me Gucci shopping, we're hard for it. But I don't feel the ways that I felt when I couldn't afford it. The Can-Am sitting next to the booth of the turnpikes, my Autobahn, so F the trooper. If you wasn't hating, you'd probably be happy for me. Now I got chicks in my bed that's ready to orgy. My perspective is somewhat distorted, cause every chick I ever loved, somehow they aborted. Now I'm surrounded by fast women that's model gorgeous. Any time that I want, cause I can pay the mortgage. Not the type that goes fast and get mad, cause the house and the cars, you gave me the last flag.
Whatever we are, forever we start. In luxury cars, we go so hard. It disappears like magic. Wanna make it come back, that's magic.
That's magic, yeah.
You gotta want it, ain't nobody gonna
nobody
give it.
Gonna give it, no. Come on!
I paid the cost for this life that I'm living.
I'm loving life, it's feeling like I may wanna fight. The money right, it's good life, it's so right. My money talk, and it means life.
Man, I already know it's that your fire. I like that, Joe and Odais. Anyway, check out Odais. He'll be at the Sneaker Villa event on January 14th. All right, he'll be performing at Joe and Magic. Check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me on Facebook, Twitter, airitoutradio. I am checking out my Twitter feed for those that do hit me up on Twitter. Shout out to More Madness Radio. That's DJ Circuit Breaker. That's my boy. And who is Quote Jones? Shout out to him. I actually had the privilege of meeting him downtown at 52nd and Market, you know, when I was down there, and I shout out to No Frills, he was there as well. So, you know, quote me on his job. I like that. I like that. So anyway, shout out to Germany, Yo Sexy. She was on the line. She was a newbie last week from the Takeover Inc. So shout out to her. Nonfiction. Let me see who else. Who else? Who else is hitting me up? I Am the Die. Let me see. Trizzy Bull 20. All right. So, and I know it's a couple other people that's hitting me up, and I'm not gonna go all into them right away. Some of y'all got some crazy ass Twitter names. I keep that shit simple, man. Dang. Anyway, hit me up 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all are pressing the number one, okay? If y'all want to talk, if y'all just want to hang on the line and chill and listen, that's all great too. Shout out to Air Shadow. Yes, yes, I see you. Also too, like I said, January 14th is going down, the Zilla event. And make sure y'all understand that the Bad King 2.0 has changed to Thursday nights, all right? 9 to 11. I know that's kind of crazy, but, you know, it is 9-11. All right, same slot, 91.7 FM, all right, in case y'all didn't know. And like I said, me, Ricky Knight, and DJ Weed a minute. So definitely come check us out, all right? So, again, if y'all didn't know, make sure y'all press 1. I'll call the last 4 digits of your phone number. I didn't get a chance to text everybody. I've been slipping. I was running around today, and like I said, I didn't get a chance to text everybody, so y'all, some people will receive texts from me later about the show. But there's a lot of people still on the damn line, if you can't even believe that. But like I said, hit me up, Air It Out Radio, on Facebook or Twitter. The topic tonight is, all right, now, do you think that it's cool that celebrities get this, you know, this catering too, just because they're in the hospital and they have, you know, a kid or whatever? And a lot of people didn't get a chance to see their kid. People came in and couldn't see their kid, you know, or their little family or whatever the case is, because of the fact that Beyonce and Jay-Z had their child. Do you think that it's fair? All right? At the end of the day, you know, I don't know. I really don't know. I think that's kind of crazy. But, I mean, I guess if you pay for something, you know, I guess you have that right. But at the end of the day, you know, these people are just human beings. They all bleed the same, you know. So I guess that's up to, you know, the hospitals, whatever. Anyway, like I said, the last 4 digits of your phone number, I'm talking to you. Please press 1 if you want to talk, all right? I'm waiting for my page to refresh here. So, hit up the line. If y'all on the net and y'all want to tune in, 347-677-1163. And, you know, we're going to get into the lines a little bit. 3607, who's this?
What's good, Fire? It's Antoine.
Antoine, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. I finally got through, yeah.
What? Yeah, right. So the key is to call early.
I called 15 minutes early.
That's what you got to do, though.
I know. I took your advice as well.
Yeah, see, that was a wrong move, honestly. And I know that's crazy, but a lot of people be like, yo, I've been on hold for like an hour. But you got to realize this, the lines open up at 9:45, people that don't know. All right, there's people that's there already. So by the time it's 1 o'clock, you already been waiting like maybe an hour. Yeah.
I was on point this time.
You're on point. See, you're going to be in and out of here. All right, so listen, the topic tonight is, all right, you think celebrities, you know, to be catered to in the hospital.
Well, I was just reading that online, and I think, nah, that was messed up. That man couldn't see his baby. That was messed up. I'll be pissed. I'll be heated. I don't think, nah. My answer is no, straight out.
He said, no, straight out.
I wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, I know. You got to put yourself in their shoes. Like, would you would be pissed if you couldn't see your head. You know?
I'd be heated. So my answer is no, straight out.
All right.
I hope you don't take an offense when I get famous, but.
No, you can't. Everybody's going to come up and put their own opinion on this show. Like, whatever it is what it is. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, but okay. So, music-wise or promo-wise, what you got going on?
Well, I just released my album last year, The Life of Me. Now I'm working on my second album, Tales of a Man. I just released my first single, Don't Cry, which is doing really good. Getting ready to release second single, Up Close and Personal, Club Jump. Getting ready to go on a couple tours, city tours. So doing really good. In and out the studio. I'm trying to get down to one of your Air It Out events. So
yeah.
I've been really busy, so I'm going to get down there as soon as I can.
Now, I'm looking for one of your tracks. Do I have your track with
you? I sent you one. Come Here, Sexy Lady.
Is it under Antoine?
It should be, yeah. Come Here, Sexy Lady featuring MDC.
Okay. I'm going to keep listening, but I don't remember seeing that in here. Did you send that in before?
I sent it in about a couple weeks ago, yeah.
Really? Did you get an email from me?
Nah.
Well. Yeah, usually you get an email back from me or whatever. Because I made the name and, you know, the song don't even sound familiar. So not unless you send it to the back page.
No, I send it to your email to Air It Out, John.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see it any, dog. Yeah, I'm looking all through the E's. Not unless it's only this and E. I don't see it.
This is C. Come Here, Sexy Lady.
No, I'm talking about your name. It would be under your name and then the track. So, I don't see it anyway. But I'll keep looking, but go ahead and finish your promo, like what other events you got going on.
If you want to follow me, you can follow me on Twitter at jmoore_music, Facebook, The Life of Me album. I got my own website, that's thelifeofme.com, spelled with a Y. What other, SoundCloud, that's jmoore music. What else?
Like,
my album's on iTunes, The Life of Me, Amazon, MP3.com. That's about it right now.
Okay. All right, you got to get down with It's My URL. I see you got a lot of stuff going on here.
Most definitely. I do a lot of promoting myself, so cut out the middleman. So that's always what you got to do. Cut out the middleman.
Yeah, definitely.
So.
Well. Yeah, I was thinking maybe it was in Jay Moore. You just said that. So maybe you're like, okay, well, maybe it might be in here. But I don't think that it's under that either.
So I'm gonna have to definitely send it to you again.
Yeah.
Hit you up on Facebook and let you know when I send it.
Yeah, definitely. All right, well, I definitely appreciate you calling in. We'll definitely get that straightened out for next week.
So, all right, yo. Have a good night, yo.
All right, you too. Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all hit up them lounge, all right? 347-677-1163. I'm going to keep it moving. Let me see if we're going to go to, so I can get to it, 9541. Air It Out Radio.
Oh, let's see. I didn't get cut out this time.
The travel rack is in the building. We're on the line out here. What's going on?
What's the deal, Dale?
What's the deal? Oh, no, you got to introduce yourself.
For those who don't know, let's see, Kill Yourself. Nightcrawler.
No, we got to get that drop. You know what? You've been on the show for I don't know how long, and I still ain't got that drop from you.
What drop was you supposed to be trying to get?
I need like a drop like that, like Nightcrawler. Like a scary
okay,
drop.
You know what?
You know what I mean?
When I get off the phone, I'm going to go ahead and hit that up for you. I'm going to send that to you tonight so there'll be no skeptical or no bullshit in between. You'll have it by next Monday. Yeah, that's what that is.
Did you say next month or next Monday?
Next Monday.
Okay. I'm like, damn, next Monday? Oh, really? All right, okay.
I don't know. I should make you wait. I had to wait a whole year. I got stood up.
Oh, my The week before last. It was his birthday. But look, you know how my caller do. He waits to the last minute and he lingers around, and you know how these lines get. And he wanna get quick at the end of the show. But yeah, so happy birthday publicly, you know, even though it was belated, but you know, at the end of the day, happy birthday. So there you go, boom. So, I gotta keep it moving though. Like, so the topic tonight is, I ain't even get into
your
normal.
Fuck that.
No.
Man, you know what? The way I look at like this, it ain't the celebrities' fault. They did what they did to protect their peoples. You know what I mean? It's the hospital's fault, so sue the fucking hospital. That's what the fuck people need to do. Because the hospital knew about that shit way in advance. It's not like they just dropped the money on them that damn night. They knew that shit. They should have prepared for that shit. They should have had more floors where they could have put babies at and people could have seen their babies, whatever the case is. Fuck the hospital.
Yeah.
That's what they did.
Yeah, that is kind of the hospital fuck, yeah. Now that you think about it, so really people shouldn't be mad at Jay-Z and Beyonce. They should be really mad at the hospital. You're right. Cause they
well, I'm sorry. I'm not a big Jay-Z fan. And I really ain't too thrilled. I ain't too thrilled about Beyonce. But they did what they did to protect their sales, which, you know, you can't be mad at them for that. So the hospital was at fault. Sue the fucking hospital. Get your pay by the ordeal and fuck it. Move on.
Yeah, all that. So, all right, what you got going on music-wise?
Well, me and Cool finally, you know what I'm saying, exchange tracks, you know what I'm saying? I've already laid down my portion. Thanks to E-Burners, you know, E-Burners place with some good-ass beats. So, you know, Burners, I'm ripping them. And I'm about to start releasing the first single, hopefully, by next Monday, y'all will receive the first single of the Cruel Nightcrawler collaboration off the up-and-coming mixtape, which will be dropping, which will be entitled Like Mine. So, yeah.
Okay.
Nightcrawler's busy. After my release.
Okay, and what's the CD or your mixtape called?
Meeting of Like Minds,
okay.
Meeting of Like Minds, okay.
Cool. All right, yeah, you got to start getting active back on your Twitter, buddy.
Hey, where did I tell you I was going?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody knew where I was going after my birthday. Everybody knew that, so that's what that is. I did what I needed to do. I'm free.
I'm free.
It's all good.
Right. Okay. So everything good. That's what's up. That's what's up. All right. Well, give them your info, all that good stuff. You got any shout outs really quick? Go ahead. Throw them in there.
Go ahead and hit me up on my Twitter, even though Miss Fire says that I don't be active on it enough. I do be sending tweets. She just don't catch all of them. But hit me up on my Twitter, NITEKWRALAH is the actual proper spelling for those of y'all that are a little slow, ain't been on, or whatever the case is. Speed up, catch up, get up, and hit your boy up. That's what that is.
Yeah, exactly. All right, are you playing a track tonight, or what you doing?
Yeah, y'all just drop one. I ain't even going to say nothing. Fuck it. You just drop what you want to drop because next week y'all go ahead and bang us. So that's what that is.
We definitely getting some new stuff in here?
You ain't know?
Okay.
I was recording
you know,
earlier
y'all
today.
Y'all be talking about the new year like, yeah, fire. You going to get this. You going to get this girl.
Well,
and then the new year
you
would
have been to had it if I had to. You would have been had it if I had to do that little, you know what I'm saying, deal to get this little shit taken care of. But I've been recording earlier today. I'll be recording again later on today. I'll be recording all this week. And, you know, E-Burners are lacing me up pretty tight right now. So, shit, I got beats to roll with.
Shout out to E-Burners. He be doing his thing, you know.
Always.
Him up. Yeah. Okay. So, let me see. That it's whatever I want, huh? Let's see. As soon as I pick something, he'd be like, no, bitch, I don't want that.
I said I ain't saying nothing. You just pick what you want to pick. If they don't like it, I don't give a damn. Kill yourself.
right, I'm going to go into murder then. No, she got quiet like, no.
Actually, I was actually taking a drink or something, you know what I'm saying? But she want to play murder, so fuck it, you know what I'm saying? We're going to do this murder bit. This is just going to lead you into the next song that's coming up next week because I'm known for killing bitch niggas. Let's get them. Murder.
Air it out radio, baby.
Baby.
Yo, this nigga's getting hit. Came to a battle with that written and called it that dome spit. He think he nice, I googled his lame hit. Man, no shit is bad, now wonder I smell shit. Quit making jacks, keep riding them love songs. My pen is murderous, my pad is manslaughter. And you don't want it, bitch nigga, you just an act. Literally, I fucking murk you face up, you get your head cracked. MJ, you fake, not wonder your shit pop. Did a song with Bobby V and it still couldn't make you hot. You couldn't beat me no shape, form, or fashion. MJ is more pussy than the one who fucking had him. But you're hard when it comes to your rhymes. I spit venom when I speak, you ball your man's line. Use a hoe, girly man in fatigues. I run with real true niggas, you in the Cub Scout League. So what it do, pussy nigga, you don't wanna go to war. We can do this all night, you ain't gotta ask for. So what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do. MJ say he great, yeah great, for swagger jacking. My rhymes the monster was there, causing his lung collapsing. He ain't more by any means, and I see he's got a practice, I'll kiss on what he spits. That flip up just like a mattress. I'll kill this boy career. Someone had better get this fool. Your sweet friends are trash. No one has even heard of you, and everything you spit is ass. But that's what bitches do. By the time it's said and done,
that's all I hope is that interview.
I'm known for controversy and bread to wage war. Exposing this Miss Johnny, that's what MJ's for. I'm nice when dropping lyrics and sick with verbal spit. The only great thing about you is the way you suck a dick. You little fruity booty nigga, need to change up a fashion. You might get much further when switching to cross dressing. My wordplay phenomenal, till I drop I never lack. You bitch made nigga, take a dick up in your ass.
So what it do, pussy nigga, you don't wanna go to war. We can do this all night, you ain't gotta ask for. So what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do.
I'm known for controversy, which means I'll murk you fool. In is where I'm going, that's something you're not accustomed to. You love dick riding, but dude, come on, your shit ain't tight. Born with two organs, MJ's a fucking hermaphrodite. Dan, one of the boys, so his mom sold up his clip. But no matter how you spicy, a bitch is still a bitch. Fear, I never know, but man, I fucking swear. This nigga is more boo-boo than Yogi the fucking bear. He's a dog with no teeth, all bark and no bite. Lyrically, this who can't see me and really don't wanna fight. Better find your ass a job, maybe something that's drawing pitching. Or hope I find another to focus my damn attention. Anger is what I'm spewing, this ain't no simple diss. The game is what you're leaving, you truly will not be missed. Pick your battles better, maybe someone that you can diss. I reiterate these words, MJ, you're still a bitch.
So what it do, pussy nigga, you don't wanna go to war. We can do this all night, you ain't gotta ask for. So what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do,
what it do,
so what it do. What it do, pussy nigga, you don't wanna go to war. We can do this all night, you ain't gotta ask for. So what it do.
Air It Out Radio with Cedric Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press in one if y'all want to talk, all right? If you just want to listen in, you know, just hang tight. Don't press one, all right, at the end of the day. Hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. Shout out to everybody that's tuning in so far. Got Reed Dowles on the line. Tonight's topic is, should celebrities get catered to when they're in the hospital, huh? That is the topic for tonight. Make sure you keep it short and sweet, ladies and gentlemen, because at the end of the day, you know, it's all about promoting yourself. Don't let somebody like us radio hosts, you know, get you tied into the topic and, you know, waste your whole time talking about, you know, the topic. So anyway, at the end of the day, anytime you're on any show or whatever the case is, you know, us radio hosts have a tendency of doing that. We don't mean to, you know, we just, that's part of our job, but we just want to get more info out of you. But, you know, we tend to do that, and the artists fall for it every time. So keep your answers short and sweet, and make sure you get on and really focus on yourself, okay, at the end of the day. Hit me up, Twitter, Air It Out Radio, you know, give me some shout-outs or whatever the case is, and I'll definitely throw them on the air. Shout-out to Ancho No Dice, who hit me up. Cole, of course, Cole Jones, you know you already got that. Listen, I love me some Cole Jones. I got the promo. If y'all want to send me some promo, like y'all flyers or whatever the case is, get at me at the end of the show or inbox me on Facebook or Twitter, and I'll let y'all know more details because I want to, like, do some other things with y'all, posters and flyers at the radio station. We can put them up, you know, so to make it look like something, all right? So at the end of the day, y'all can hit me up about that. And like I said, the Sneaker Villa event, January 14th, is going down. All right, 1 to 5, bring your mama, your cousin, your sister, your brother, bring your kids out for that matter. If y'all didn't check the YouTube out, y'all didn't see none of the pictures on my website, you will see that there was little kids out there, man, so you gotta keep it clean. You will get pulled as a spit. He was the first person to ever get pulled on this event, and I don't have a problem pulling anybody else, okay? I came up to him and pulled his shit, so listen, I didn't want to, you know, and it's kind of embarrassing. But, yes, you will get your shit pulled, all right, at the end of the day. So keep it clean. There's kids out there. There's, you know, adults and, like, old folks and whatnot, you know, walking by just being curious, all right. That's one of the things that Villa is not trying to hear. Like, this event is peaceful and it's all love, so we're not trying to hear none of the cussing and all that stuff, all right. Y'all got to learn how to edit y'all shit. So have it together. If you're cussing, you're getting pulled. All right, at the end of the day, if you slip up and be like, bitch, and keep it moving really fast, okay, cool. But if you're like, bitch, fuck, nigga, that hoe, da da da, no, this is not going down. It's not going down. So anyway, listen, check the website out, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. And also, Backhand 2.0, in case y'all did not know, is switched over to Thursday nights, all right, 9 to 11. Me and DJ Wait a Minute and Ricky Knight will be taking over 91.7 again. I know this is like our second or third time switching over or whatever, but, you know, we got to do that. It's all part of the business, you know, and we're going to rock it out. It don't matter where we go. So at the end of the day, you know, we just go where we can, you know. The college kids, they get first dabs on everything. So we just got to do what we can to fit in, all right? So at the end of the day, that's what it is. Reed Dollars will be up pretty soon, and we can get all up in his business. I'll be announcing, you know, what my major announcement is in a few. So hang tight for that, and then you never know what it is. I might be like, yo, I'm about to stop Air It Out altogether. It might be something else. I might be talking about the MTV gig. You never know. Like, you never know what I'm talking about. So at the end of the week, at the end of the day, 2012, like I said, I got a lot of stuff coming up. Shout out to C, shout out to Honcho, shout out to Antoine, who just called a night caller as well. Hit me up on Twitter, y'all. Hit me up on Twitter. Air It Out. All right, radio. So I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more and see what's popping. I'm going to go to 5003, Air It Out Radio. Let's see what it is. Let me go to the list. Okay. You know how well I'm doing. All right. Maybe not. Fuck, say no, bitch. Aha. You're not pulling that off. That is going to be easy night. No, fuck, no, bitch. It's going to be hard. So anyway, for those who don't know, Blog be giving me the drama. We have technical difficulties here and there. But, you know, at the end of the day, I kind of slip a lot. You there? You there? 5003. What's good?
Yo, what up, what up?
What up, what up, what up?
This is Bricks. I bet you lost me for a moment. I was like, oh, shit.
Bricks, what's up?
What's good? I'm back. You got my tracks right this time?
You're back, right? I know that's right.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? I found your joint after the end of the show toward the, like, you know, and so I did play. I know you saw my tweet or whatever.
Yeah, and I really appreciate that. That was a great move on your behalf.
Yeah, I was like, oh, sure, Dirk, go right there. Okay, cool. So, I was like, let me play this joint. All right, so the topic tonight is, should celebrities, you know, get catered to when they're in the hospital?
My thing is, as well, Nightcrawler said, well, it was an artist a couple of calls ago. I'm saying it was the hospital fought on that. You're the celebrity that's doing it. You paid the money in advance. You know, the hospital needs to set up certain situations so those parents can see their kids, you know?
Yeah.
You know,
I didn't even
stuff,
think
you
about
know,
that.
Like,
you know?
Yeah. Like, that's the hospital fault. They should have took those security measures, those security measures the right way.
Right, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's
what I'm saying about
that. Yeah, that's real talk. Okay, so music-wise, what you got going on?
This recently, a couple of days ago, I just dropped a new mixtape on That Piss called Classic in the Making. It's ridiculous. You know, you can download that for free. You know, just giving the world a taste, giving out samples, you know, before I drop the street album in March.
Okay.
You know, and actually my man, Mr. Washington, New 11, that's where he should have got it from. You know what I'm saying? He should have sent you the single called I Ain't Beat, you know, featuring my homie, Tyshawn. You know, we just trying to do it out here real heavy. You know, Fat Boy of the South Ward out here early.
Okay. I don't think I have that one, but...
What track you got?
I got I Want It All, 24/7.
You say you don't got I Ain't Beat? It should have been under New 11. Mr. Washington.
Not unless it's under... Is it under Mr. Washington, you said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Let me go down. All right.
That.
Give them your info and all that good stuff while I'm looking
up. Follow me on Twitter, GNGBricks with a Z. You know, hit me up on ReverbNation.com/with a Z244. You know, hit me up at Facebook.com/973. I'm trying to be everywhere, man, for the music at, you know, just enjoying life at this moment.
I don't know, that's right. You got to be everywhere at this moment. Yeah. Are you coming to the air and out of that?
No, at this moment, I'm be busy this week. I got to meet with the radio station. But I got you. On the next one, I got you. I got to come out there and see it. I got you. Definitely. Don't fool me. That ain't cool. I'm new. You know what I'm saying? I'm new to that. You know, I'm new to that show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm trying to make things happen slowly but surely. You know?
Right. No, it's cool. No, I know everybody ain't going to be able to make it out, but it's definitely something that you want to be a part of, like, in the future, you know. I do not see it. You're about to be mad at me.
If not, just play the 24/7. That's hot, too. But he told me that he sent it to you either. He sent it to you earlier today, actually. Yesterday. Yeah, it's real early.
Yeah.
It's not nothing old. So that's, like, real recent. Hello?
Yeah, it's probably there, but I haven't downloaded it yet, because I started downloading on Sunday.
Oh, okay, that's why. But if not, you know, play the 24/7, that's crazy too, you know? That's a single off the street album that'll be dropping out in March.
All right, yeah, we're definitely going to get into that. So go ahead and introduce that drum while I get it going.
Yeah, you know, this is Brick, Fat Boy of the South, North New Jersey, you know, chilling with fire, you know, play that 24/7 early.
Why would I call a B.I. play heat? I am not. Just be a distance world, so I'm Like I'm pop,
like you pop.
Yeah. Like I'm pop. Memories ain't flat with withdrawal from the top. Off the top track. Like I'm lit up on the showroom. So cool. We know. Let's roll. So cool. 1, 12, 24, 7, making cake. Cake. Love to grind. Make a sound. Watch them haters take. Hate. Got the music up and down. In and out of state. State. So my love got a buzz. While we selling great. Great. Yeah. Homie feeling great. Great. Yeah. Location, sub-motivated, ain't got time for vacation. Block one in, so I break when I die. A fat guy, money's getting kicked. Oh my,
oh my.
Stuck in a project, must be joking. Praise for a thing, nigga must be smoking. Can you smell the aroma? Mom put me on the game. Can you pack a bacon soul on a set? Yes, brings a different type of odor. Not as square brick, built for them type of corners. Haters is respected by the people boxing. But I breathe so it's unanimous. I win.
I win.
Politics, if it don't make money.
Money.
I live like top, but the future's so sunny.
So sunny.
And the tip's so green. Raise a glass to a G. All drink on me.
On me.
1, 12, 24, 7, making cake, cake. Love to grind, make it sound. Watch them haters take, take. Got the music up and down, in and out of state, state. Show them love, got a buzz, homie feeling great, great, yeah. Homie feeling great, great, yeah. Homie feeling great, great, yeah. Homie feeling great, great, homie feeling great, great. The boy is feeling great. New flex the pockets in the sky, yeah, I'm moving up. Dirt, bottle, rock, locker, now it's time to get it cut. Jeans, fresh, express, ready for the show.
Show,
no sweat, paper tag, ready for these. It's been my time. See, they faces looking lemon while I twist my line.
My line.
Obey the thirst for the grind and the glory. Just a footnote to an epic life story. They fairy tale so well, that's crazy. You wonder when I rap, it don't sell crazy. Epidemic, Rick got the cure. Double down on the that bitch real sure.
Real sure.
Stop dollar, can't accept nothing less. I hear him in the south yelling out, he's the best.
He's the best.
Hey. Want it, with the ground on your heels, on the floor. 1, 12, 24, 7, making cake, cake. Love to grind, make a sound, watch them haters take, take. Got the music up and down, in and out of state, state. Show them love, got a buzz, homie feeling great, great, yeah. Homie feeling great, great, yeah. Homie feeling great, great, yeah. Homie feeling great, great, homie feeling great, great. The boy is feeling great.
Air It Out Radio is that chick fight. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out the Bricks from New Jersey. For those that don't know, that's where I'm from. Okay, shout out to Philly, too. I always rep Wolf, but, you know, I get excited when Jersey comes on the line. Shout out to Takeover, Inc. Basically, too. Let me see what I'm saying. Who was hitting me up on Twitter here? Shout out to No Ordinary GPX. So, shout out to them. They on the line, and let's see. Shout out to people that sent me up via text, Kashmir and Machete King, Gash, Danny, Bishop, Banger, right? So shout out to them as well. I'm going to hit the lines up. I'm going to keep it moving. So for those that don't know and are tuning in for the first time, and I'll just tune in, tonight's topic is, should celebrities they cater to while they're in the hospital, you know what I mean? You know, the whole Jay-Z and Beyonce stuff that's going around. And for those that don't know, they named their kid, what is it, Blue Ivory? Like, damn, that's kind of crazy. But anyway, hey, crazy. So I ain't even going to say that, but that name is poor child. That's all I got to say. All right, so anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up. A little bit more, please. I hope y'all know y'all number, all right? Because I always call your last 4 digits of your phone number, and then that way you know I'm talking to you. Let's see if blog's going to be good to me right about now. And if not, I'm going to have to refresh my page or whatever the case is. Okay, maybe not. So anyway, like I said, January 14th is going down, the Villa event. Air It Out Bill event. And listen, ladies and gentlemen, this is an Air It Out event, all right? I got some people going around saying it's their event, all right? And I don't know why. I don't know what's going on with that. I mean, listen, I like the event too, but damn, I ain't going to be falling like that. That's some corny-ass shit. But anyway, January 14th is going down, all right? 52nd and Market. Be there with your new wear on, okay? All right, one track you get to perform, and make sure it's clean. That's all I'm going to say, just make sure your ass is clean. Have it on a CD. Make sure it's MP3 and all that good stuff. It's very important that you have it on MP3 and on a CD. Don't come in with your USB. Don't come in, yeah, we could do it off your phone and all that. Like, no, it's not going to happen. All right, it has to be clean MP3, and it has to be on a CD, okay, period. And it needs to be less than 4 minutes, okay? You're not doing a set. You're not doing none of that. Like, it's just one song, all right? I wish I could, but, like, you know, at the end of the day, this thing is getting bigger and bigger, so we got to keep it short and sweet. So hopefully y'all prepared for this. And, you know, if you can, please get this stuff edited. Or don't even have the track playing with the cuss around in the background. It's still cussing, like, at the end of the day. All right, so just get that shit edited. You got plenty of time. Y'all had months to do it. All right, please get it together. All right, so hit me up, Facebook, Twitter, Air It Out Radio. And let me see what else I got going on. Shout out to Antoine, Nightcrawler, Honcho. I see a couple other people that's on the line as well. Please be patient for those that are new. Make sure you press the 1 and the lady tells you you are in the host key, all right? And that way you're able to talk to me, all right? So please make sure that you are pressing 1. If you're clicking over and texting and all that stuff, sometimes you tend to drop out of the host key. So please make sure that you are pressing 1, because if you don't, you know, you'll be sitting there and I won't even come to you and you'll be cussing me out later, all right? So please make sure you're pressing 1. I got redollars coming up in a few. I got my little major announcement coming up as well. And I'm excited. That's all I'm going to say. 2012 is going down. I know a lot of y'all got a lot of stuff going on too. So at the end of the day, you know, let's get that shit popping. And also too, wish me luck with this Friday gig. You know, I'll be hosting some things at hopefully with Silks. Getting together, hopefully, at Friday's the restaurant, you know. So I'm really trying to get into going to different, you know, places and promoting from there and all that good stuff. So I'm going to hit up the lines. I'm free now. 3014 Air It Out Radio. Are you there? Hello? 3014.
Oh, yo. What's up?
Who's this?
It's Quote Jones, baby.
Quote Jones in the building. Well, I want to see everybody got me standing in the building. Quote Jones on the line. What up?
Ain't not much. My bad. I apologize. I was on the Twitter and all that doing my promo thing. You know how I thought.
He's good. So tonight's topic is, you know, should celebrities, you know, get catered to when they're in the hospital?
Yeah, I've been reading about that all day. The article I read about the ball not being received, you know, his kids and all that, I think that was disrespectful. But as far as, you know, I think they deserve special treatment because, you know, like, they got a high risk, you know, delivery as far as, you know, stalkers and all that. A lot of crazy people out there. You know, of course, they're going to need security and all that. But I don't think that's fair to the other parents that, you know, just did a wonderful thing and, you know, brought a little human being to this planet. I don't think that's fair to them. So, you know,
yeah.
I don't know. Be a way for the hospitals to work that out, like, you know, send notifications out or something to, you know, the patients or something. I don't know. But that wasn't cool what I was reading about. Nah, I straight go to jail or something like that.
Yeah, that was kind of disrespectful. I felt like that was disrespectful, too. But, you know, like we said, that, you know, it's kind of the hospital fault because they should have made sure, you know, they knew ahead of time that what was going on. So. They really should have had that good cab. Yeah. So,
that
don't need that. Yeah, you know, it is what it is. So, are you coming to the event, first of all?
Yeah. I know you see me promoting that, though. I'm going to be there. Me and my man, Sean Harris, We gonna be there. You know, it's gonna be my first time performing in like, I don't know, like a long time. So you're gonna be like the first show I ever did. So
wow. Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that.
Okay, I'm excited. I get to see some new meat.
Yeah,
I know that
yeah,
sounds fresh, but I get to see some fresh new meat, and I'm loving it. I like it. Okay, so cool. All right, well, what else you got going on music wise?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, QuoteJones.com. Everybody listening need to tune on to that, QuoteJones.com. If you're on Twitter right now, follow me at Who is Quote Jones. You know, I just dropped a mixtape, No Fans, posted by DJ No Frills. You know, that thing, they're wonderful numbers. You know, anybody listening right now, go on that path and search that. Make sure y'all download that. Check it out, No Fans by Quote Jones. I got a couple things popping up right now, and I got a, of course, the show at Sneakerville at 52nd and Market on Saturday with y'all. Looking forward to that. I got another interview with No Frills on Monday, I believe. Monday the 16th, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, I got an interview for Official Street Radio, UE Radio Live, so I'm going to be on there doing my little interview thing as well. And, you know, I'm just trying to make all moves, as many moves as I can this year, you know, network a lot. I mean, I'm just grinding hard right now, doing everything from the muscle, trying to get the team on the same page.
Okay,
you know,
all right. And you definitely about your promo. You definitely about your promo. This is what I did with your flyer. I kind of put a whole bunch of them together, and I'm going to put them up at the station or whatever. So, like, thank you for the, you know.
I appreciate that as well.
I got you. All right, so give them your info where they can reach you again one more time.
QuoteJones.com. All my info is on there, the Twitter, the Facebook, the music, the photo shoots, the blogs, all that. My whole biography on there if you want to learn more about me, QuoteJones.com. Follow me on Twitter at Who is QuoteJones. Get to know your boy.
All right, what are we getting into tonight?
I was thinking maybe I'd spit something instead of, I mean, going to
Oh, what?
Yeah,
okay. All right, go ahead. I love it when y'all spit, so go ahead.
I can get into it.
All right. Get out radio, baby. Quote Jones.
I said, do it like a boss. Been grinding for too long. Shake these haters off. They like dandruff on the garments. Switching up formation. Outstanding the offense. Similar to a chess player. Checkmate, next player. Critics say I ain't good enough. I don't give a hold up. Wait a minute, because I don't rap about guns and drugs. I ain't relevant. Y'all people is losing it. The murder rate is elevating. The success rate is declining quick. There's a whole lot of fraud in here, confusing sometimes. Because I see rappers in the streets and don't look like they rhymes. I don't listen to punchlines. I listen to words. And ish, the y'all be claiming sound a little absurd. All this balling and this swagging and these racks and racks and racks. YouTube talking gangster like FBI, you watching that. Everybody is independent. So many damn record labels. Whole city got a business and really just entertaining. Preacher tapes from that piff. I really ain't seen too many. Everybody dropping mixtapes. Nobody is listening. But I give you guys thumbs up doing a great job. Kyle Lord Buzz is the effort that really counts. I'm not a boss. Won't leave a fraud. But I'm grinding hard. You can see the scars. I'm in my lane without a car. But this trans pass is taking me back and forth and I'll be everywhere. West Philly, cruising downtown. Then I hit up Northeast to slide out the hut town. You be thinking I got it on me or really be one man. And my grind so impeccable, you rappers don't stand a chance. But I pray I don't touch money or get advance money. The next hustler, imagine what a meal will do for me. The team hungry as hell, you can see ribs touching. And got kids, so niggas ready to kill something. Flow education, take you to school. I had you open up dictionaries looking for words. I be talking about chasing money, you Facebooking your girl. Your mind stayed on my level if my language is foreign. I be strictly handling business, no slacking involved. It took a while to get here, but the progress is long. And I'm just getting warmed up, it's more months in the tour. Being broke is no fun, I swear your life is so boring. I go ham, man. You dudes are allergic to pork. Grown man with no jobs. Child support is distorted. Super static is a shame and too hard to ignore it. I be talking about Gucci and can barely afford it. You dudes make me sick. I can't stand you.
such an abomination to even have you around me. I saw my
All right. Yeah, you went in like, whoa. Okay, all right. Here you go. All right, babe, I definitely appreciate you coming through. Hit me up on Twitter in case they need to, you know, collab with you or whatever the case is. I know you did it already, but, you know, hit me up one more time.
Definitely. And I look forward to seeing you on Saturday. Everybody listening, quotejones.com. Remember the name because you're going to be seeing it a lot, so get used to it.
Yes. All right, thanks, babe.
I appreciate it. Have a good night, baby.
All right. Air It Out Radio is at Chick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Make sure y'all press the 1. Listen, y'all can always freestyle, okay? I don't have a problem with that. Like, in the beginning of Air It Out Radio, we used to get mad people battling. Even the UK, I used to have the UK on real heavy, and they used to battle back and forth, and this was getting a little ugly at some point in time because, you know, the U.S. was going real hard against the, you know, the U.K. They didn't really give them a chance. But, you know, I don't really like the battles as much. But if y'all want to freestyle on the line, y'all welcome to do that after, you know, y'all give y'all info and all that good stuff. Just make it short and sweet. Try to keep it 16. I don't like cutting y'all off, but at the end of the day, sometimes I got to do that. All right, so shout out to Cole Jones, Bricks from Jersey. And Antoine, Nightcrawler, he just hit me up on Twitter, all right? And he talked to Crack Cashmere. Shout out to Cashmere as well. He got a little thing in the magazine. Shout out to Dupree. He's doing his thing as well. The magazine is looking really good. Shout out to Harmony, man. Harmony Nation. I like how she called herself Harmony Nation. She'll be out there. Young girl, she came out and ripped it up. The Zola event, and she did her thing. I really like Harmony. She's clean cut. Alright, shout out to EQ. Actually, he changed his name. I'm gonna let him get into all of that, you know, when he comes on the line. I don't want to tell it, you know, I don't want to steal his thunder. But let me see if I can get into this 6330 and see what's popping. Air It Out Radio, what's good? Hello?
You.
Who's this?
It's your boy, NG. What's up, baby?
NG. What's the deal?
What's good? I'm chilling.
You ain't at the pity bar today, Israel.
No, I'm chilling. I'm in the crib tonight.
Oh, okay. All right, that's what's up.
Yeah,
all right, so tonight's topic is, should celebrities get catered to because, you know, why they in hospital?
All right, my feeling on that is, it's like, I mean, he paid his change, man. He paid that change. Now, don't get me wrong. If that was me and I couldn't see my baby, I'd definitely be upset about it. But that's like when the president come to town. You're going to get mad because they cut the highways off. I mean, it don't happen every day. And, of course, you upset. They should accommodate whoever been, you know, inconvenienced, like maybe give them some passes or do something for them. But it definitely had to go down because that's Jay-Z Beyonce. You know what I mean? You had crazy people trying to take pictures, get paid for it. So, Hov had to do what he had to do, but I understand the people, you know, why they was upset.
Yeah, I mean, shoot, I'd be mad if I couldn't. Listen, I carried my kid for 9 months, and then I can't even see it. Somebody getting cut out at the end of the day. But I get what, you know, I get their situation, but, you know, at the end of the day, like, we all trying to see our kid. So, you know, but. All right, so, youth-wise, what you got going on?
Music-wise, shout out to my man Celiano. We did the Arts Garage last night. It was definitely hot. It was definitely jumping in there. So, music-wise, I'm just doing shows everywhere, all crazy, promoting my single, of course. Picked that up on iTunes, One Thing by NG. And look forward to the mixtape for Ellie Young. I'm working on that. It's almost done. And that's about it. Got the Air It Out event coming up. It's going down, baby. January 14th is definitely going down.
Yeah,
you know what I mean,
it's definitely going
that's about it.
Yeah, shout out to you. Like I said, you always at my events, you know, and you be out there early.
I'm getting there early this time.
Yeah, you do not want to be late for this event. I ain't gonna front. Like, them niggas be there early.
I might sleep in my car, man. I might be out there all night, man.
Nah, for real, y'all do want to get there early, though, because I don't let nobody sign nobody else's name. This is another thing. And, you know, people thought they were just going to go in there and get somebody else to sign it. And you ain't dead, then you ain't getting, you know, you're not getting nobody else to sign your name. Sorry.
I'm definitely going to pay that change, too. I mean, that 15 ain't about nothing. I'm definitely going to be on TV, so I'm definitely going to do that.
Everybody, just love to Tommy Brown, Headbanger Entertainment. They'll be there, you know, doing some interviews and, you know, getting your video footage and all that. So it's definitely worth it. So
yeah, I need all that. Shout out my man Hancho too. Yeah, you know I mean, we definitely gonna go way in. You know that's where I'm from, so that's my hood. I gotta rep.
Yeah, I hear a couple people say they from that way, so I definitely expect y'all to be.
I'm gonna have the whole bottom in there.
Oh, where? Okay.
The whole bottom. You know what I'm saying? My whole hood gonna be in there.
The whole hood. All right, that's what's up. So, give me your info and then let me know what song we're in there too.
All right, it's your boy NG, aka Mr. Titty Boss right now. It's your boy NG. Hit me up on Twitter, Facebook. Your boy NG, that's YABOYNG. Same thing for Twitter and Facebook. Hit me up on YouTube. Pick up my single, Support a Brother, it's only $1. One Thing by NG. You know it's your boy. I'm on here with that chick Fire. We gonna get into that One Thing. You dig?
Yes, yes, yes. Air it out radio. You know how air it out.
I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and we're doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and we're doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. Yup, it's your boy NDOT. I deal with more automobiles than PennDOT. Why I spend so much on a wristwatch? Cause time is money, I ain't got a lot. See, I spend it all, it's back to the fall. Just so this can ball, harder than Chris Paul. I lock top, I don't never play rent it. Players only live once, that's why I stay in it. The weekend, I'm in the club again. With that new low shirt and them Uggs for men. The chicks love what they see me in. Models on the top, so let the night begin. We all bottle pop, liquid nitrogen in the chain. All of that sea pain, got skins on the brain. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. They surely wanna break me down. To see your big girls, and that's you one taking now. My dough is low, I'm sitting on paper now. Used to go coke for class in Jamaica now. I got a little mama, call her my flow rider. She bought a dollar plus, she give me good holler. You know I miss you, money ain't an issue. I let my miss do anything she wish to. She wanna freak them in them cheeks like tissue. She wanna shop and take proper like my pistol. It don't stop, every night I'm on my gristle. Just trying to make it do what it do. I want that CL ocean blue, the hood see through. So when I'm coasting through, the hood see through. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day.
Go ahead and tweet about it. Go ahead and tweet about it. By tomorrow, everybody go and read about it. I'm up in here, I'm the man. I got drinks, I got a pot full of wham.
I come in the club, dope, fresh, hoping sex. Find a tie that's fly, write a open check. A double shot of Henny in the cold light. Me and Bree hit the floor tonight. I wanna see them tight. Mama sipping them wet rolls. I can't lie, I let them select those. You make a brother wanna grab and touch you. I love the way the cash muscle. Look in them hills. You make me wanna pay your bills and move you out Chestnut Hill. I ain't pressed but still. I'm feeling like an airplane. We up in here and it's doing one thing.
I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where
they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day. I'm fly, I'ma spread my wings. We in the club and it's doing one thing. Where they do that at? Where they do that at? Where they do that at? All day.
Radio is at your site. Make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. I'm going to hit up the lines a little bit more, 9825. Air It Out Radio, what's the deal?
Fire chick, fire chick, fire chick. What's going on?
What's going on? Who's this?
Tommy Brown, headbanger.
Tommy Brown, headbanging, what's the deal?
What's good with you?
Ain't shit, ain't shit. You know, you got some news for us, right? You got some news for us.
Yeah, I got some heavy, heavy news.
You got some heavy news.
Know,
I'm glad because I've been holding back.
What do you say?
I said, I'm glad you're going to do it because finally, yes, woo!
I know, right? Like, we've been kind of waiting for this for about how long?
Almost like a month or so. Yeah, something like that.
A couple weeks.
Yeah, something like that.
Okay.
So, go ahead.
Are you ready for me to go in?
Go ahead.
That I'm taking too long? Well, first of all, I want to say this. I want to thank everybody for tuning in, everybody for listening. First of all, that's what I want to say. And second of all, for the past 3 years, I've been looking for a female co-host for Headbanger Video. And I'm happy to announce to everybody that's listening and just let everybody know because it's going down. It's, even if you don't let everybody know, you still everybody's going to find out anyway. But this is the official announcement of Fire Chick being the female co-host for Headbanger Video. I wish I had some loud claps and all that congratulations stuff, but congratulations here for me. I'm speaking on behalf of the whole Headbanger Worldwide team. Fire Chick is officially co-host along with me on Headbanger Video.
Woo!
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you. I need that, I need that.
Oh,
I need that
for you.
Know,
you, you coming on to the show is bringing, you know, something that we've been looking for a couple years, and we all know for sure that you're the missing link that we needed. So we're about to just go to the next level now. So, you know, congratulations being a part of Headbanger.
Yes, I'm excited, and I'm going to do what it do. You know, everybody knows how you can get it in, and everybody's going to get a chance to, you know, see what it is. We'll be on TV, bitches.
I'll be there. You already know. And then January 20th, if y'all listening, Philadelphia Industry Showcase, Fire Chick will be there hosting with me. You know, so wherever you see Headbanger, you'll see Fire Chick. Wherever you see Fire Chick, you see Tommy Brown. And, you know, we just great take over
2012. Yes, yes. I'm excited. You know, he was hating on me before. It's going to be even worse. But, you know, shout out to you and, you know, the whole Headbanger Entertainment for giving me the opportunity. Jay Reed, Norlam, so definitely is a blessing and I appreciate it. So I'm excited. Yes. I'm excited. They're gonna start seeing.
Well, I know Saturday is going down.
Saturday is going down. He'll be in the building at the Villa event, you know, doing his interviews and all that stuff. So y'all get a chance to see Tommy. Y'all don't know him by now. And it's going to be crazy. Tell you right now. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we got that. We got the 14th and then January 20th, which is, you know, Philadelphia Industry Showcase. And also, Saturday, right after I leave the Villa, 6 o'clock, we have an audition for the Philadelphia Industry Showcase. So we have an audition, so once I'm done there, I got to head over to our office in Germantown to do the audition. So if anybody want to be on that showcase January 20th, you can contact our manager, Jay Reed, at jjeff213@aol.com and hit him up and confirm that you want to come and audition. You don't have to actually email them, but you can still come and sign up. But the ones that confirm emails will be the ones that perform first. The event has record labels involved, major record labels. That's why we're doing auditions now. So it's not as easy for someone to just send an email and be on the showcase.
Are you allowed to say what labels are going to be there?
Say that again?
Are you allowed to say what labels are going to be there?
Oh, yeah. EMI Universal, which is independent with a major distribution deal. The Predators Ball Entertainment, a major consultant that deals with Def Jam, B1 Entertainment, which used to be Kodz, and then Universal Records. You know, we got some other independent labels that's coming through, but everything's pretty much on a major scale of, you know, artists being heard and seen on television. So that's why we're doing auditions now, because we're trying to find the talent for the labels to listen to. They like the talent that we had, but we think we needed to find a different caliber of artists of what's been coming through. Don't get me wrong, all the talent that been coming through the Philadelphia Industry Showcase been hot.
Right.
But, you know, we had to do the auditions now. So some people are going to get turned down. And not to discourage nobody, that doesn't mean stop. That doesn't mean the end of the world because, you know, the judges didn't get picked. Like, none of us from Headbanger are going to be the judges. So we got people outside of Headbanger that's going to be the judges. And shout out to Meek 46th Street, too. She's actually one of the judges. We do have one artist that is going to be a judge. Yeah, Meek 46th Street. She's one of the judges.
She be all over the place.
yeah, right? And we're going to have a couple other people, probably a few labels that are some of the judges, too. I mean, they would know what's hot and what's not, you know,
right.
Being honest. But if y'all want to come out to that, once again, it's this Saturday right after the Villa. You can contact Jay Reed. Or if y'all come Saturday, we get y'all the information there, too. Because we
need
to go over to the auditions for the Philadelphia Industry Showcase. So I want everybody to be on the lookout for Fire Chick. Once she debuts the television, it's going to be real big. We got a photo shoot coming. Oh, that you didn't know about, but you know now.
Yeah, thanks for that.
Fire Chick has a photo shoot schedule coming up. So y'all going to see the pictures and just a lot of things going on, man. You know, Tommy Brown and Fire Chick is about to be the Bonnie and Clyde that the city never had. You know,
yeah,
they're
so not ready for that.
Take it all to the next level, man. And you know, I love your grind. I love your work ethic. Like you definitely doing your thing, and you deserve it.
Thank you. I'm glad to see that. I'm glad. You know, a lot of other people recognize it too, but you know, I appreciate that.
Right.
So it's always a blessing. But you want to give them your info where they can reach you and.
You can reach me on Facebook, Tommy Brown, TommyBrown, and you can hit me up on Twitter at Tommy Brown HBV, short for Headbanger Video. It's Tommy Brown HBV for Twitter. If you want to email me, it's TommyBrown70@gmail.com. You can hit me up if you got any questions about the showcase or whatever's going on. Or if you want to be on the TV show and have your videos played on a national mainstream level. And to let y'all know, too, the Headbanger Video is more mainstream. It's a mainstream television show, video show, that plays local artists and unsigned artists. We mix them in with the mainstream. So if you watch the show, you'll see mainstream videos. You'll see, you know, up-and-coming artists, and that's what we do. We mix the up-and-coming artists and underground into the mainstream, and we play videos. The show airs every Wednesday here in Philly.
Right.
Comcast, Channel 66, 966 HD, the Verizon Files, Channel 29, Channel 30, is also Monday through Friday in different cities. So if your video is played on the show, it's seen all through the week in all the cities, different cities that we're in. We created Hit Television in London. We set up the Hit Television in Africa. We set up the Hit Television pretty much all over. So we pretty much create those syndicated television. And we got the missing link that we needed, and that was Fire Chick. And I say once again, congratulations.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that, and it's an honor. So at the end of the day, I won't let y'all down. I'll do you justice. So there it is. I appreciate you coming through. And make sure you hit me up on Twitter, too, and give them whatever info you want them to hear so I can, like, retweet it. Hello? Okay. All right, hold on a second. I think we have a little problem here. You there, Tommy?
Hello?
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I said, yeah, make sure you, send me something on Twitter because everybody follows real hard on, the show from Twitter. So,
what I'm going to do all day, I really wanted to just let the cat out of the bag, me promoting all day. But I said, I'm going to call in first and do it that way because it should be done right. The right way is on your show. Everything else will follow after that. But I'm great. If anybody's on my Facebook page and Twitter, you're going to see me put it up. That's if you don't beat me to it, Fire. But, once I get off, you already know it's going to, I'm going crazy with it.
All right. Definitely. I'm going to go in.
I'm letting all my industry friends know, and I'm letting everybody know. That I know.
There you go.
Finally, the moment of truth.
Finally. All right. That's what it is. All right, babe. I appreciate you coming through.
All right. And I'll probably end up talking to you when you're off the air or whatever.
Yeah.
But, I'm about to go in, so you'll probably come through your Twitter or whatever.
Okay. Cool.
I know you probably just retweeted or whatever you do.
Yeah.
And thanks for having me, and congratulations again, and have a good rest of the show.
Thank you.
And one thing I got to say is God bless you.
Uh-oh. Thank you. And God bless you, too.
And God bless everybody listening, everybody that's tuned in that can hear what we're saying. Bless y'all, too.
There it is. Tommy Brown, baby.
And Happy New Year to everybody.
Happy New Year. I was smacking. All right. Thank you for tuning in, Tommy. I appreciate that so much. Air It Out Radio, is that Chick Fire? Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me at 347-677-1163. I got another guest on the line and see what's going on with him. 4936, Mr. Reed Dollars, are you there?
Yeah, What's up with you?
What's going on?
What it do? What's up, Miss Fire?
First, I want to say thank you for coming through because I know you're busy promoting.
I'm a little late, so you told me to call 10:15.
Nah, it's cool though. Nah, you cool because it wind up stretching anyway. So just the fact that you're here is a good thing. So, Mr. Reed Dollars, where have you been? What you been up to?
I mean, I just tell them you can't rush greatness. You know what I'm saying?
There you go.
Can't rush greatness. I've been working, man. I've been putting in my work, finding myself as an artist, handling more side of the bit. I mean, the lyrics, the performance, everything is there. We all know that. I mean, like 40 million views on the tube. Everybody know that. But I was growing. You know what I mean? I was at a real young age when I was popping, about 17, 18, 25 now. So I went on a hiatus, got my business together, got my life together. And now it's time.
Right. So what have you learned from then to now, like in the game?
Well, I learned a lot of do's and don'ts, you know what I'm saying? The game is a real, shady place, and I learned, independent is the best way throughout all the things that I was trying to do when I was younger. I was so sold on the glam and the glitter, thinking that being with a label, with everything, but at the end of the day, it's not. Like, 2012 is the way it's where, so you're doing everything independent, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
That's pretty much it. Yep. The best way to do it.
I was listening to, your mixtape, your CD or whatever, and I really like it. There's there's one Thank particular you. Track on here that I thought was really, really hot. It's a chick singing on there. I forget which one it is, but you definitely are different. I can see that. Because, you know, most freestyle rappers, I can see freestyle, I don't want to put you in that category, but most people, right. they do seem to freestyle, like, kind of can't make a hit.
Right, so, exactly. I mean, you know, I'm a really talented girl, you know what I'm saying? I just had a talent, like, far as, like, battling. I battle because, you know, like, when you first come out, don't nobody really want to hear your records, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, nobody really wants to just hear your records. They're like, who is this guy? Turn this off. So I pretty much wanted to make a name for myself. So I went in the streets and I took a name, and I'm here to show these guys in 2012 that it's with Reed Dollars is bigger than battle rap. I am a whole artist, you know what I'm saying?
A whole artist, right.
A whole
now,
artist.
Now, I know you did your battles and everything like that. Now, I was looking at some of the YouTubes. I've seen some of the, you know, controversy with you going back and forth with different artists. And right. was that, do you think that you was doing that to make a name for yourself too? Like, was all that part of the thing, or you was really at beef with these people?
I mean, me personally, like, the guys that I was beefing with, I didn't start those beefs. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to say names, but I started off with the battles. Reed Dollars Buzz started off from Too Raw for the Streets, Philly versus Harrisburg. We used to go on the road, go to different cities, and, you know, every city got their hot rappers, so we would go to other cities, and it wasn't even about Philly. We was taking this to other cities, and we was battling cities, and we killed Harrisburg, we killed New York, and things like that. How I was beefing with guys in the city, you know, that was from hatred. You know, dudes saying my name on their little mixtapes and, you know, things like that, so, you know, I was just pretty much standing up and defending myself, but I never really came at anyone. Like, I never really just, like, hey, let me just pick on this dude. Like, it was pretty much the other way around, and they got their ass treated thinking that it was sweet. That's pretty much it.
Right. So now, like, being as though you're older, would you come at anybody now, or would you just say, I ain't worried about you, I'm focused?
I mean, I'm not on that wave. A lot of people come at me. A lot of people still say my name in the battlefield. I haven't battled in 5 years, so if you're still speaking my name, I must have really left a doo-doo stain in the game. That's how I feel. So for
right.
me not to battle for 5 years and still be spoken about highly today in the battle world lets me know that I did it up when I was there. But in 2012, that's not what we're doing. We're making records. You know what I'm saying? It's all about Rita Delphi. It's all
there
about Rita Delphi.
So what's the difference between Rita Delphia and the track from before? Like, how you think that you've grown since then?
I mean, because every time I drop a mixtape, I have a different feel. Like, around last Christmas, I dropped Read Between the Lines. That was before the TV show even came out. When the TV show came out, people were actually hitting my Twitter like, yo, did they give you a check for that? Because they actually have your name. Like, I do the Reed themes because my name is Reed, so I do a lot of Reed themes, like Read Between the Lines. I'm going to do the All Ladies mixtape actually coming up for Valentine's Day. It's called I Need Reed Tab. We got Extra Reed All About It. We have Reed Adelphia. I do all the Reed themes, so... You know
right.
what I mean? My last mixtape was Rambo Reed. That was more the harder, streeter side of me. And Reed Adelphia is pretty much the growth.
Right. Okay. I like that. And I like the mixtape cover, too. I like the cover there. That's so, yeah.
Thank you.
And who's in that? Who's your features?
No one.
Okay.
No one. Just all Reed. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want to make it like a mixtape and put a DJ. I know you heard it, so you probably heard it, but there's no DJ on it. We gave them 10 records. It's more like an album, like album status. You know what I'm saying? Real cuts, my records. You know what I'm saying? And that's what we're doing for 1.5. I got a couple good producers on here. I got Swiss Beats. He produced the intro on this 1.5. Just shot the video for it tonight. Just got back from the video shoot about an hour ago. So, you know, we did that. And I'm just working. No features on this one either. Just all Reed. I'm like, me personally, I'm getting the fans in tune with the Reed Dollars. You know what I'm saying? Not the freestyle battle rapper Reed Dollars, but the artist. So right now, we're just dropping all original music. We're going to hit them every month. And I want people, if you're listening, if you're a Reed Dollars fan, just know that I'm back. Every month, of the first of every month, we will drop a mixtape.
Wow.
And that's just 10 records.
That's a lot. Okay. But I know you can do it, though.
Every
month. I know you know it.
Every year.
Okay. So, like, what's your plan? Like, do you plan on going the same route? Because I know the situation where, you know, the talk was that, you know, you had a lot of money. And,
right.
like, explain what happened. What happened in that whole situation where, you know, with the money and things didn't work out from you getting signed and all that. Like, what happened? A lot of people want to know.
What happened was I got with an independent situation, an independent label. They were from the streets. They were from South Philly. It was a bunch of Italian guys, older guys, a couple guys were lawyers. Some had businesses, stores, things like that. And it was an ironic story. A guy that I was messing with in the street named OG, he just happened to be in traffic court one day. And his lawyer, Vinny DeFino, Italian guy, and he was representing my music at the time. And he just went to traffic court to handle his business. But he gave the lawyer the CD. The lawyer took the CD home. And somehow it ended up on his table, and his kids seen it and said, "Dad, you know Reed Dollars? Oh, my God, you know, we watch him every day. You know him?" So he reached back out to my friend and said, "Hey, my kids love this guy. Who is this guy? They want to hold the meeting." And from nowhere, they created a label. So to make the long story short, a lot of people invested a lot of money into me that had no knowledge of the industry. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They had very good intentions. They had very good intentions. They tried to make a label. They didn't have no knowledge of the game. They got raped. A lot of money was spent. And that's pretty much it, man. The budget was gone and everything went back to square one. But I did get like a nice $60,000 cash advance at the age of 19.
Wow.
So, but
wow.
You know,
that is a nice chunk.
Yeah, I mean, to be 19 years old coming from the streets never having nothing, you're damn right.
So what was the first thing that you bought? What was the first thing that you bought with that?
The first thing I did was came home. The first time I'm not going to pray. No, I'm going to be all the way real. The first thing I did when I came home, I cashed the check. I remember coming home before I did anything because I was looking for a car. So I said, all right, I'm going to go buy a car. I'm going to go do this. I'm going to go do that. But I had to come home first, and that's the time I was younger. I was living with my mom. I broke my mom off like $12,000. You know what I'm saying? Kept
right.
It moving. Went to go get a car and put my divs down on my condo down there on Delaware Avenue. So that was like the first thing. I was kind of smart. But then everything else after that was like splurging, like strip clubs, clothes, dumb stuff. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. And I know we was talking briefly about, like, you know, when I saw you the other day, you know, you got the tattoos and stuff like that. What's the worst thing or what's the funniest thing, whatever the case is, you went somewhere and somebody recognized you? What was one of their reactions when they saw you?
I got one that really cracks me up. I went on the 12 City promo tour. This was about 2 years ago. It was a little 12 City tour. I had my little promo truck and things like that. We went on a tour. We were in Lubbock, Texas, and we're in Walmart, and these kids are following me, but they're not smiling. I don't know if it's like a good fan thing. I'm feeling kind of bad vibes. Like, yo, are these dudes up to something? What the fuck? You know, what's up with them? This dude pretty much followed me for about 10, 15 minutes. I'm in this aisle. He's like across from me. I keep seeing him. I'm like, yo, why the fuck is these dudes following me? By the time we got out the end of the store, this dude come up to me like, yo. He had the accent and everything. He was like, you Reed Dollars out? I said, yeah. He was like, oh, dog, I told you that was Reed Dollars. Dog, we love you, dog. We watch you every day, my nigga. Like, things like that keeps me motivated. It keeps me going just to know that, you know, the youth. I come from Philly. We come from nothing. Just to stand in front of my corner and just for dudes
right.
to take and for those views. You know, I'm 40 million in. You know, people across the world took to my videos. Like, that. You know, that's what keeps me going. You know, that's what keeps the drive. You know what I'm saying?
Well, what about the females? What's the craziest thing they've done to try to get your attention?
I had someone write Reed Dollars on their boobs. I had Reed on one boob and Dollars on the other one at a show before. You know,
oh,
you know
what
I'm saying? Yeah, that was love. With a little white lady, you know what I'm saying? A little white girl, whatever, loved me or whatever.
Oh, the white girl, okay.
Yeah, went out Delaware, had a little show, and that was surprising. You know, just little things like that because I'm not a mainstream artist, so just to get that love, you know what I'm saying,
yeah.
It's crazy. People show me love on the Twitter all day from across the world. They draw me pictures. You know what I'm saying? Do graphics, all types of things, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. Yeah, that is a lot of love when they're doing pictures and all that stuff for you. So
yeah,
you got any shows and stuff coming up?
Actually, right now, I don't want to say anything on the air, you know, false advertisement. Right now, we got some things in the works. I don't have a date for anyone, but you can look out. You can follow me on Twitter. I'm on there all day. I'm actually on there more than I am on my phone, at Real Reed Dollars. Tweet me. You can find out everything that's going on with me, what I'm doing, where I'm doing it at. And that's pretty much it. Just stay in tune with me. Facebook, / Reed Dollars, the general.
Okay. Now, what's your whole intake on, you know, the rap game? Do you think that, because, you know, some people say rap is dead. Do you think Soulja Boy is actual rap hip-hop music, or you think that, you know, it is? It's just an extension of you know, rap.
Nah, I actually think the game is, I mean, I don't want to sound like everyone else, but me personally, my personal opinion, I think the game needs some life. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying it because I'm an artist and I think I can do it, but a lot of these rappers don't have any content. Like, you know what I'm saying? A lot of dudes is not rapping about anything. I mean, anything. You know what I'm saying? We got the youth out here. We were just talking about that not too long ago when I seen you. We got the youth mm-hmm. out here. These rappers, they have a bigger influence, you know, over the youth than the president does. You know what I'm saying? These kids don't even want to read books, but they'll listen to Waka Flocka, and they'll listen to me, and they'll listen to, you know, other dudes, Lil Wayne and things like that. So why not give a message? You know what I'm saying? Why not tell them that it's cool to, you know, be square, go to school, do things like that, instead of, you know, telling them things different. Like, these little girls, they follow Nicki Minaj and things like that. I have nothing against Nicki. I actually like her as a female rapper, but as far as, like, her message and the things that, you know, these younger girls look up to her for, like, she talks about her box and how her cookies are so slippery. And she says it in a metaphor way, but these little girls pick up fast. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My little sister's 11. When she run around rapping Nicki Minaj, it's just, you know, kind of gets under my skin because it's nothing positive there. Maybe if she was listening to some Lauryn Hill, things like that, something with a message. You know, girl, you better watch out. Some guys are only about, like, things like that, I'm with her. I'm like, yeah, that's what's up. She's on the right path. But, like, you know, like, I think rap is all fucked up right now, you know. But
yeah,
that's what I'm here for. That's what I'm here for. I'm really here to make a change. You know what I'm saying? It's 1.5. Readelphia is our 1.5. It's really serious. Like, I'm touching a lot of topics. I'm touching that black young girl loss. I'm touching that black young man loss. You know what I'm saying? I'm giving motivation. I'm giving you the club. I'm giving the records for the ladies. Like, I'm doing this all on the mixtape. You know what I'm saying? So I really think people need to get in tune and watch how I change the mixtape game. I'm not rapping on nobody else's beats. I'm doing all original beats. We got hooks. We got singers. You know what I'm saying? Original records. And we're doing it up like that. And we're going to change it.
Are you accepting any beats? Because, you know, people always love to send you stuff. You know what I mean? Are you accepting any beats? Or you feel
yeah,
you
I'm,
got
I'm
to hold people?
I'm all open for beats. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm not racist when it comes to beats. Like, a lot of producers get mad at me. They'd be like, yo, did you get the email I sent you? I'm like, yeah, I got it. But I didn't hit you back because I didn't feel anything. Like, you can't get mad. You can't get mad at an artist for, you know, I don't care if you send 10 beats. If I don't like them or if it's something that I'm not going to rap to, you can't get mad. Just, you know, grind harder and send me more. And when I find one I like, I'll pick it. But you can send the beats, you know what I'm saying? If I hear something I like, trust me, I will be getting at you. You will not have to look for me because I will hunt you down like, yo, I need this beat. You know what I'm saying? You got
to
do that.
Where can they send it to?
They can send it to Rambo Reed, RamboReed@gmail.com.
Okay, Rambo Reed.
Rambo Reed, yep.
Okay. You got any shout outs or anything you want to add before
shout out to God, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to God for giving us another day, making this possible. I mean, without him, I don't want to sound like I'm getting a Grammy right now, but it's real. Like, a lot of people don't take the time out to do that, you know what I'm saying? None of this would be possible if it wasn't for the man upstairs, whoever you pray to. So shout out to that man first, and just shout out to everybody that supported Reed Dollars as an artist that been riding with me since I was a young dude. See the potential, you know what I mean, and see the takeover in 2012. You know what I mean? You can either get with it now or jump on the bandwagon later. That was the whole point of the interview. Get with it now or jump on the bandwagon later, because I'm coming. I just tell them you can't rush Reed.
I know, that's great. I'll see some acting gigs for you. I hope you get into that, like,
you know what? Before we go, I was doing a movie with my guy. You might know him. His name is Ox. He played in Belly, the Jamaican guy.
Okay.
Yeah, we was doing a movie together called Dear Enemies, and, you know, sorry about that, but Ox got deported. You know, he's from Jamaica. He got himself in a little bit of trouble and got deported and had to go back to Jamaica, so the movie actually never finished. But I'm hearing that he's supposed to be back in a couple months. If things go right, you will see that movie, Reed Dollars, Ox from Belly, Dead Enemies. It's going to be crazy. So I'm already kind of taken up in that field right now. I'm trying. No,
I'm
trying. We're
that.
Doing. We're doing.
I can see that going on. Yeah. Okay. So one more question. How many tattoos do you have? Because I know I've seen the ones on the face and everything. So all together, like, how many you got?
I mean, I might need your help.
You don't know how many you got?
Yeah, I'm kind of lost.
You're like, yeah, I know. That's a shame. You know.
I'm a little lost a little bit. I've been getting these things since I was 15, man. I got so many tattoos. I'm kind of lost. I really don't have a number for you, like a round off number. So I really don't know. I lost count, but I have a lot though.
Oh my God. Okay, is it more than 20?
Yes, more than 20.
Oh my God.
Yes,
wow.
Like stomach, back, chest, shoulders, arms, a little bit on the face, the neck.
I know the face had to hurt because I got like something going on my stomach and that shit hurt. So like,
face is so thick. I mean, it's so fast. I mean, you got to think about a dollar sign. A dollar sign symbol is just pretty
small
much
though, too. Yeah.
That was so quick. It was so small and so quick that I didn't even feel it.
I know the one on the stomach is killer.
The wrist, the hands, killer. Like anywhere where the bone is killer.
Okay. Ugh, I had more than 20. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to get into your song, Getaway, but give them your info one more time for those that's kind of slow or didn't get it all.
Yeah. You can get at me on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? That's @RealReedDollars. You know what I'm saying? If you're a Facebook fan, you can add me on that. That's facebook.com/ReedDollars, the general. And RamboReed@gmail for all business, all beats, whatever. Let's get into it. This is a new joint, never heard before, unreleased. Miss Fire is the only one that got it, boss lady. She the only one that got it. It's called Getaway.
Yay!
It's all Readadelphia 1.5. And this record right here is one of my most special records on the CD because it's to the youth. It's a real message in this record, and I just want y'all to sit back and listen. And leave your feedback. Get at me on Twitter, @RealReedDollars. Thank you, Ms. Fire.
And wait, one more thing. I need you to say your little signature thing that you do, you know, on your tracks and everything before you get up out of here.
All right. 1, 2, 3.
General! Hi,
get away. agree, sometimes it's not what you see, it's where you see it from. You don't need a vacation to change your location, it's a state of mind. I'm here to tell my people, it's cool in life to push forward and be positive. It's 2012, we need to wake up, we need to raise these babies. We need to stop worrying about all these materialistic things. We need to vote. We need to stand up as a people. We need to stop leaving our families, doing jail time, giving away our life. We need to stand up for these women, these strong women. But who am I to change the stripes on a zebra? I'm just a dreamer.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1063. All right, make sure y'all press 1. Shout out to Reed Dollars.
Yeah, it's your boy Reed Dollars, and you're now tuned into the boss lady, that chick fire, your boy Reed Dollars, Air It Out Radio. General, you've officially been smacked.
So he tried to steal my smack. No, I'm just kidding. Shout out to Reed for that. Like, I appreciate that. He ain't even have to time out to even do, you know, drive or even come to a show. Like, I really appreciate it when the artists come through it and keep their word. So, you know, I really appreciate that. So shout out to him. Hit him up on his Twitter and everything and show him some love, y'all. Show him some love, you know. Philly got the support fully at the end of the day, all right? So listen, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. For those that don't know, hit me up on Facebook or Twitter, Air It Out Radio, all right? And, let me see if anybody hit me up so I can, like, show them some love, all right, at the end of the day, because I don't want y'all mad at me. You know how y'all do. Shout out to PVC215. Shout out to Trey. Celebrity Beats. I guess they want to get at Reed. let me see. Who else? Cole Jones. I have. All right. It's a couple people that hit me up on my via text, too. I'll get to them a little later. So, anyway, I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more. Listen, if y'all want to talk, make sure y'all press 1. I don't want y'all mad at me later. Talking about fire, you know, don't want to hear it, okay? Press 1. If you're clicking over, texting, and, you know, going back and forth over the phone, you know, checking out the line out, talking to people, sometimes you tend to drop your call. So please make sure the lady is telling you you are in the host key, all right? So I'm going to hit the lines up a little bit more and see what's popping. Hopefully blog will be good to me. You know how blog do. 1910, Air It Out Radio, what's good?
It's your boy Dante Diesel, a.k.a. EQ Cartel 215 and all that. What's good with everybody? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year and all that good stuff. So, okay, hold on. You know what? I did not ask Reed about the topic. I always do that when the guests come on. I get so damn excited because they're on this shit. But I got
to, I don't even know if he's listening no more. I want that boy to get at me.
Let me see. I told him to get at you. I told him that you wanted to get at you. So you can go ahead. I think he's still on the line real quick.
Yeah, boy. Reed, if you're listening, this your boy EQ. You know what it is. We see each other all the time. Get at me, man. I've been wanting to do a video for you. You know what it is. You know, and you ain't even got to question me on some big numbers. You know that. So just come get at me. That's all. That's enough said right there.
All right, cool. So shout out to Reed, and hopefully y'all hook that up and whatnot. So the question, the topic, all right, should celebrities get catered to? You know, the whole Beyonce situation. You know, she had a baby, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, people wasn't able to see the kids. So at the end of the day, do you think that celebrities should get catered at the hospital, or should they be treated, you know, just like
I'm going
people?
With the, truthfully, I'm going to go with everybody else, what they said in the beginning, because it is true. The hospital should have set that up. I mean,
yeah. We're
talking about big business. At the end of the day, somebody coming giving you that kind of money, at the end of the day, you had enough time to have your staff set up to make sure that all the other people weren't inconvenienced. So at the end of the day, that is the scenario. It is up to the hospital to do that, not for JNF.
Yeah. Yeah, everybody mad at them, but they should really be mad at the hospital at the end of the day. Real talk. All right, let's get back into you. What's going on?
Well, you know, New Year, new things.
Yes.
Everybody right now that's listening, you know what it is. I know you know me as EQ Philly, but this year is Dante Diesel. When you see all the promotion up for Dante Diesel, don't be alarmed. It's your boy EQ, but it's a new trip. You know what I'm saying? Some new things going on. Dante is actually my middle name, but it's actually a UK type of scenario. You know what I'm saying? My music worldwide. Do a lot of party songs, different things like that. And you go research Dante, you'll know it's definitely luxury with the name. And at the end of the day, Diesel is just what I am, man, what I bring to the table on Raw, not just music, not just videos, but I bring hot beats, too. A lot of people didn't hear my beats yet. I'm setting up the website for that, so make sure y'all go to illadelstyles.com, check out the new layout, you buy some gear, buy some music, and soon you'll have the log up there so you can buy the beats as well. You know what I mean? I'm working right now. Like, this year is a big year for me because I'm doing some work with a lot of people. I mean, with you, obviously, of course. Got this other group, a record label I'm working with, indie label called Louis Boy Entertainment. They got a few artists. I just did a few videos for them. I got Lash Donna on the wing. I got Miss Trinity, Miss Caddy Trinity. I got my cousin Jay Sean. I'm working with, affiliated with my man Dakota Black, Black World Entertainment. A lot of stuff going on, man. Shouts out to E-Burner. Shouts out to Machete King. Always showing me love on Twitter. You know what I mean? Cashmere. Shout out to Dupree. Got the new magazine, Social Therapy. That joint is cracked. He put us put the new movie in there. He talked about that, the interview and all that. Beautiful situation. I'm just loving everything that's going on. Shout out to you with the new Tommy Brown. You know, Tommy Brown probably mad at me right now because I haven't hit him back in eons. He hit me up, told me he wanted to get with me, and I hadn't hit him back. And it's just been, I've been busy. If you really look at what I'm doing and the whole way I'm strategizing my whole movement, you would know it took a lot of work to get to this level. So at the end of the day, I definitely will be getting at you, Tommy. I love you. Straight up, that's just real talk. And I mean, no homo. But, I definitely will be getting with you. Shout out to you, man, for that. You know, like I told you before, last year you started from January to December. You had more things popping than a lot of people. And I don't care who's trying to take your spotlight for your showcase. You know what I mean? Enough said with that.
Well,
can't nobody do what you do. You know what I'm saying to you at the end of the day? And that's much love to you. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
You know what I mean? And
I should take that as an honor that they're trying to perpetrate that.
I take it as an honor too, because if they ain't talking about you, then you know you ain't worth it. So at the end of the day, you doing your thing, and I appreciate it. I love it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I just sit back and watch you shine, and I'm just like geeking over the whole situation. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, what? Are you serious? You can't do fire. No matter how.
That's some nut ass shit though. But at the end of the day, you know it is what it is. So,
it is what it is.
You know what? I gotta tell you this too. I was at Caesar's studio. He showed me a picture of you when you was in high school.
Get the hell
like,
out of here.
Oh, my God.
No, he ain't put me on blast like that, did he?
It was a nice picture of you. I was like, oh, my God, that's EQ.
Oh, yeah, that's how I was macking back then. You know, I was real thin.
You was macking back then?
I was macking, you know, I was doing my thing, you know what I mean? Shout out to Bobby Dance. I'm about to open up for his, it's a Dancers reunion coming up, you know, because I used to open up for KRS-One and all the artists that came out. You know, Bobby Dance was the only promoter in the city really used to bring all those heavy hitters to the city, like, and they don't even do that no more in Philly like they used to, you know what I mean? We only get, like, small people nowadays, but Bobby used to bring everybody from Biggie, Drew Hill, you name it, and I opened up for him because I was the night manager. So we about to have this reunion. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna open up for that. So shout out to Bobby Dan for that situation. Definitely gonna be there. It's this Saturday, my first show for the year, with the Hear It Out fans and friends and family. You know what I'm saying? So that's gonna be.
Hold on. I'm getting something via Twitter here. I'm getting something via Twitter here for about you, Tyola. Who's that?
Oh, that's my. Oh yeah, you know, my son is in the wing. He's working with
He said, give him a shout out.
You know, I love my son to death. You know what I'm saying? So I gotta give him a shout out. He working with Benji at Wolfpack.
Benji
Jones? School.
What?
Yeah, Benji and I've got his little studio. They working. You know what I mean? I will be doing some of their videos and you know critiquing some of their work to make sure they on point.
Shout out to Benji Jones.
They doing their thing, you know what I'm saying, over there, you know. They definitely working and trying to make some things happen, so I'm definitely going to be supporting their situation, making sure they're on point. You know what I mean? I'm like the median guy for a lot of these groups and rappers and companies coming out because I know the game. I've been in the industry for a minute. So a lot of people are coming to me for advice, work, all kinds of stuff. So all y'all on the – I hear y'all on the line. You know what I'm saying? Y'all don't remember me or whatever. Or if y'all do remember,
remember you.
I don't know, man. Sometimes
I don't remember me.
I'll be seeing the love like I usually give out the love. You know what I'm saying? So at the
you
end
know
of the
what
day,
it is, EQ? Like, listen, at the beginning, like, you know, after the movie, you know, you kind of fade off a little bit. You know what I mean? Like,
oh,
I know you got busy. So at the end of the day, that's kind of more so what it was.
And
I know you're busy.
I see the game for what it is. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes if,
right.
if you do fade off to do your work or whatever you need to do, it's like you, I forgot the slogan, but, you know, you, out of sight, out of mind, that type of situation. So at the end of the day, I can feel that and I can relate to that. But, you know what I mean? When the things pop and blow, I hate to see people that never, like, you know, give you that love and be like, oh, yeah, Q, I remember. No, man, like, show me love every day, and I'm going to show you love every day. And when a situation pop off to where some people need to be in a situation, like the next movie you're about to shoot, I know it's a lot of people going to hit me up, and I'm going to be like, well, damn, you know, what you know, where your support at, you know, where that love at, you know, that I need all
right.
to be here so I can remember you, you know what I'm saying? So you know, I'm be looking out for people that's really looking out, you know what I'm saying? Because
right.
at the end of the day, the movies being on TV, they get major exposure. And at the end of the day, I know it's good for something, so it's going to get you exposure. So if you remember me, I remember you. That's how I look at it, because that's how y'all looking at me. So, and that's not enough. It's just real business. That's how they do in the industry. Like, if you out of sight, out of mind, they kind of forget about you, you know what I mean? So at the
right.
end of the day, I can respect the game in that fashion. But if you
mm-hmm.
really to the game and you know what it is and what it's popping for, show that love, and you definitely gonna get that love back, because that's how I treat
it. And if you can't get, if you ain't able to make it to something, sometimes you gotta send your generals in or whoever else in and keep your name afloat. You know, be like, yo, I'm representing AQ or whatever the case is.
I think only missed one aired out. You only missed one? I've been to all the rest of them.
No. I'm talking about, like, on the show and, you know, everything else. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
I feel that. But for now on, when you hear the name, Dante Diesel, you only play the drop. I wanted to hear the drop and see how it sounds. Like, you know.
I mean, damn, I'm not even through the show yet. Can I just... Yeah, let me tell you, blog be acting the fuck up. Like, if you don't hear me play no drop, then you know what the fuck happened. I ain't even get a chance to. I'm feeling that.
Yeah. Yo, Happy New Year to everybody. For real, man. It's a new year, new things, big things. You know what I'm saying? I'm loving y'all. Definitely want to see y'all Saturday. I mean, hugs and all that. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get an intern right now for the camera work, you know what I mean? So, because right now I'm really in my bag in this business thing, so me holding the camera at all times is kind of impossible. I might even set up the tripod if I can't get this intern to come down like I want to. So at the end of the day, you will be recorded, but I don't know if I'll be holding the camera in my hand. But at the end of the day, I love y'all, man. And, you know, I just want to see Philly grow in such a fashion that we not just here, but we regional and we state to state, you know what I'm saying? And we got all the talent in the world. I mean, from Reed, now that new song he got out right now, that joins is Flamers, you know what I'm saying? And we got talent, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we not really on top of our business like we supposed to. So I'm really willing to network with us to get y'all focused on y'all business aspects so we can make this grind. But if y'all keep watching my website and you see something up, then you'll understand how this business really working right now. And if you can do that, then at the end of the day, you're going to learn something. I've still got the Ustream going on. It's going to be on starting this Wednesday for the new year. I'm definitely going to be on this Wednesday teaching y'all about the game and doing some different things and all that. So make sure y'all tune in. That's the EQ experience. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have get the Dante.
No, you
got to
change it now. You got to change the design.
Yeah, you're right. I
got to
change that, right? But no, you know, EQ Philly is still going to be that name because I use it for all the films, you know, like EQ Films and stuff like that.
Right.
So that's the brand. You know, I can't get away from that. But right now for these beats, yo, the beats is Flamers. If y'all need some beats, y'all need to holler at your boy. Beats, rhymes, music, everything's going to be Dante Diesel. So when you see the name change on Facebook and Twitter and all that, Dante Diesel, you just know it's EQ Philly at the end of the day. I'm just doing what, you know, Hov did when he recreated his himself, you know what I mean? He went from Jay-Z to Hova, from Hova to Jigga Man. From Jigga Man, he went to Sean Carter, you know what I'm saying? So then he came back to Jay-Z. You know, he came back home. But at the end of the day, just a little reinvention for myself, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm doing it. I'm really doing it real big, too. So at the end of the day, it's all good.
You know,
I'm excited, man. This is a new year. I'm fulfilling myself right now, you know what I'm saying, as I should, you know what I'm saying, not on some cocky shit, but on some confidence shit. So I'm feeling good right now. And I'm feeling good about you, man. I'm feeling good about what you're doing. Like, really, what you're doing right now, people can't see, but the movement is kind of crazy because not only are you doing your own show, you got the Batcave popping off, and now you're about to do the TV. All these artists don't understand.
It's about to get ugly.
The avenues is phenomenal. You're talking about visual. You're talking about audio.
Visual.
You
get to see all of this. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm talking about all that. You know what I'm saying? All that roundness. You know what I'm saying?
But, yeah, like, I'm really excited. And Tommy, you know, he's a good guy, him and his brother Jay Reed. And at the end of the day, like, I'm just happy to be a part of it, you know, and help the empire grow. So, you know, it's an honor.
Shout out, man. Shout out to
Jay. They told me, like, out of 600 chicks, you know what I mean? Like, that's an honor. So I appreciate it. So.
You know what? That's, you know, you deserve it. I can't see nobody else that can really fit that shoe right now. You deserve it. You deserve it. Seriously, the buzz is not just the buzz, but the whole scenario, the charisma is there. Like, you can make that show really do some numbers. So at the end of the day, you know, and then when they see your face, like, they're going to freaking melt. Like, you know what I mean? If they do the full body shots, they're in trouble. But at the end of the day, it's going to be, you know what I mean, and in trouble in a good way, to where they're going to just be click, 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 click. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might turn on the note just to see the body. But at the end of the day, it's all good. You know what I'm saying? As long as they're watching the show.
As long as they're watching the show. But, yeah, it's definitely a good look for both of us, yo. Like, I'm just honored to be a part of it. So, you know, and then it gives the air doubters and all my other, you know, people a chance to get on and be tuned into something that's major, especially what they're doing. So, you know, it's a good look. But
it's definitely a good look.
Yeah.
All right, so you got the new song. Mm-hmm. I know I sent that to you. Come on, don't do that to me because I even sent you a special email. It was special.
Did I give you an email back?
Yes, you did.
Okay, well, then you probably ain't here then. What song is it?
It's called Let Me See Them Puppies.
Let Me See Them Puppies?
I seen it. I sent it to you. Sent me an email back saying, yo, all right, I got you.
Let Me See Them Puppies?
Yeah. Let me tell you the scenario behind the song. It's a concept song. It's about my homie who came home from the Bing. He was down for a long time. And, you know, I took him out and everything. And when I took him out, you know, to acclimate him to what was going on because he'd been down for so long, when he walked up to this chick, the first thing he said to her was, let me see your puppies. And it was just so funny. Like, I bust out rolling because, like, you know, dudes don't say that no more. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean?
That's what I'm trying to figure out because, you know what, I would have remembered that chick.
Yo.
Dante.
That's a world premiere right there.
I don't even see it.
Playing that right now. They love it.
I'm dead serious. You sure
you don't got that? Oh, my. DJs is playing it right now. They loving it.
You know what?
The concept behind it is crazy.
Look, you know what I got from you? I got from you the drop. That was the only thing I remember getting from you.
Are you serious? I sent an email right back. Like, you sent me a crazy email right back.
Okay.
Oh, man. I wanted everybody to hear it. Y'all won't hear it till next week. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? But it is for all my people coming out right now. I know y'all know people that have been locked down and is coming out for the first time. And they need a song they can really relate to. And I made one. But y'all hear it next week. Definitely first live on, you know what I'm saying, Air It Out Radio. But this
what is
it
again? Show them the puppies?
No, Let Me See Them Puppies.
Oh. Wrong thing. Let Me See Them Puppies. Wow.
Yeah, it's a crazy.
I
would have
remembered that because the name is too.
Yo, it's so funny. Like, the concept is so funny. But at the end of the day, it's a tight song. But All right, so the only one you got was the Weatherman joint, right? That's the last new one I sent you.
Which one you say?
Weatherman.
I'm the Weatherman. Like,
You got that one. Yes. Okay, I know you got that one. Because that was the last one you played. I know you got that one. But you know what? Next week, I definitely had that for you, for everybody that's listening. I mean, I love y'all straight up. You know what I mean? That's real. Anytime you hear me say I love y'all, it's from the heart, you know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people talk about it, but they ain't be about it. So at the end of the day, I'm letting y'all know I love y'all if nobody else didn't tell y'all first. So y'all about to jump into my one of my new tracks off the new forthcoming album, title unreleased yet. It's called Weatherman. It's for all the ladies, you know what I mean, and for dudes that know how to play their game right, you know what I'm saying? So check it out here first, Air It Out Radio with that chick Fire. You know what I mean? No competition, nowhere you get smacked.
Okay. You know how blog goes. Don't even pay it no mind. So anyway, we're going to get into hopefully the track in a minute. But if you I apologize. You know how blogs do. I'm telling you, like, it's such a fucking mess. You know, at least once a night I expect the bullshit. So, you know, it is what it is.
It just happens to be on Dante D.
On you, right, exactly.
Or from here, you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
Now they're going to think I was on the line too long because I was talking too much.
Yeah, and you know what? And that's what happens, like, when I have technical difficulties, I get stuck with the person, and they be like, oh, man, you gave us all the time. But it don't be like that. It be, you know, the fact that blog is fucking up.
They know,
like,
what it is, man. If they got a radio station.
No,
they
don't.
Oh,
they do
don't?
Not understand that. No, they don't understand that at all. All they know is they was on hold, and, bitch, you had me on hold for, like, such and such and such, and it is what it is.
Well, let me
say
shout out to everybody. Shout out to... You know what I'm saying? Why you get that together? Shout out to everybody that's in the movie. We're going to have the movie premiere. Don't think the movie was in Vegas. It's just that because the cold weather, it's harder to get people to come out and view the movie. So we're going to definitely start that situation back up at the end of February, beginning of March. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to have another premiere for those who missed it. You know what I mean? The premiere was nice. We definitely had over 275 people there for the event. We definitely going to have more this time around for the simple fact the promotion is going to be crazy. You're going to see it all over the place. So if you didn't see the movie and you didn't see Fire show her puppies, then you in trouble. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, the movie it was fly. It was what it was, and it's gonna be what it's gonna be.
Yeah. So if y'all missed the sex scene and y'all missed the puppies, then you're in trouble.
Like, damn. Like, okay.
They're gonna be like, what?
Yo, go support that trailer online. You know what I mean? Go to YouTube, look up Change the Beat, directed by EQ Philly. Don't forget to put that in because it's a lot of Change the Beat situations. Change the Beat, directed by EQ Philly. Trailer come up. Support that trailer, man. We're trying to get some numbers up on that trailer. You know what I'm saying? So, for some TV promotion. You know what I mean? Go support that situation. And definitely go look at the website, IllidelStyles.com. Oh, yeah, and go like the new page at Dante Diesel on Facebook. I need y'all to push that like button. You got to understand.
He's
I got the
name.
Regular page and you got your band page. You know you got a band page? So they can listen to your music. So go like the band page, Dante Diesel. Push that like button. You know what I'm saying? I need them numbers to go up today. I love y'all. If y'all got a band page, send it to me. I'll push that button. I know how real it is out here. You know what I'm saying? We all need that promotion. Send it to me.
It's real.
Make it happen.
I know that's nice.
Is that song playing?
Fuck no.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Well, check this out.
Anyway, no, we ain't going to let you talk the whole time. No.
Y'all going to check. Y'all going to hear me live. Y'all going to hear me live Saturday for the first time for this year. I love y'all. You know what I'm saying?
You performing, right?
I'm definitely performing. You got Otis? Can you play that? Or Blog just won't let you play nothing?
Blog is acting the fuck up right now.
Okay, forget Blog. Y'all going to see me live this Saturday. I love y'all. We're going to get into some real music like Reed said, you know what I'm saying, this Saturday with some stories and all that good shit because a lot of people ain't bringing no content. I got that for you. Let's make it happen. I love y'all for real. And it's your boy Dante Diesel, and I'm signing out with your girl Fire.
Hey. Exactly. All right, so EQ, Philly, definitely appreciate you coming through and all that good stuff. So, you know, like I said, check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. For those that don't know, shout out to Reed Dallas. He stopped by, and everybody else that hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. Honcho, who else? Dante Diesel, of course. AKA EQ Philly, and also Tommy Brown from Headbangers. In case y'all did not know, I am the official co-host for the video show, and I'm really excited. They got an event coming up January 20th. Hopefully he'll tweet it, and I'll retweet some things. All right, so look out for that. Shout out to Jay Reed as well. I'm going to get my promo on with the whole Headbanger thing, so don't y'all worry about that, okay? I'm going to be talking about it a whole lot, and we'll probably be talking about it a little bit more throughout, you know, the Air It Out event, too, you know, since they're going to already be in the building and all of that stuff. So let me see, who else do I want to give a shout-out to? Oh, my God, there's so many people. Anyway, we're going to get into one of EQ Dante Diesel song. It's going to take me a minute to get used to that, Dante, so please forgive me. But anyway, all right, go ahead, introduce that oldest joint for me.
It's your boy EQ Philly, a.k.a. Dante Diesel. You know what I'm saying? We're drinking into that track, you know, that Spitter Fire, Spitter, you know what I'm saying, Otis, you know what I mean, remixed by your boy Dante Diesel. Check it out.
There it is. You've been a snack.
Yeah. If y'all niggas really know me and been following me, you know I don't usually rap over too many niggas beats, but y'all been taking me for granted for so long. Y'all really think I ain't got this punchline bullshit? Like, my skills don't matter. Oh, just because a nigga doing movies and all that. Y'all like, this nigga ain't even really on the streets like that. But nigga, this is hip hop, and I've been doing this shit. So where the fuck y'all at when I'm doing this shit? Now, I want y'all to zone the fuck out and listen to me. Yeah.
Hardest thing to pain is the pain that you're feeling when we sing grenades, minds, and I elevate the ceiling. Penicillin, cause I'm sick with it. Clap the 4, 5, 9 times, one click, quit with it. The show stealer, entrepreneur, the connoisseur, box a lot of thoughts, rebirth of a dinosaur. I'm on the front line, sort of like a prefix. Tsunami on deck, my lyrics make you seasick. Punchline, no, I knock out feet. Like Granny always said, homie, where's the beat? Keep cool, pull your britches up. Young buck, you look, it's just as good as a virgin with an A cup. Shape up, but sip out, I'm shitting on ya. Nicks up, your shit sucks, I'm bitten on ya. Calm down, the war zone is mine now. You've been hanging too long, rest your mind now. Only in it to win it, I need a lot of cheddar. Grants and Franklin, so I bet you need my sweater. Keep popping off, I'ma stunt you, bro. Call me Mr. Nicotine, I can stunt you, bro. Oh, on your radio, on your video. Coming to America, welcome to Arsenio. I mean the arsenal, fitting with the rapid fire. Jim Carrey mask, nigga, you a liar. Hip-hop, I've been there and done that. You fresh meat in jail, where the fun at? Love God and hate sin, but stuck in it. I'm in my minivan, rap with the windows in it. Leapfrog like Boss Hog, I'm chasing ya. Independent, no deal, I'm replacing ya. I'm replacing ya. Face all past the story, I'm replacing ya. Hold up, this nigga, can't fold up. I'ma hurt his feelings like a wallet, watch him fold up. EQ, yeah, the hottest thing walking. I'm rapping, put you in my movie cause you acting. You lacking lyrical skills, I'm a beat. Levitate your mindset, giving you some peace. Nigga, peace. I'm done with this bullshit. Yeah.
Hey, this is Micah Cintahan. You're listening to Air It Out Radio. You can check us out on MicahCintahan.com, MySpace, Facebook, or follow us on Twitter at FLIP_AYE.
Air It Out Radio is such a fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to everybody hitting me up on Twitter and all that good stuff. Shout out to Zai. She just hit me up on Twitter, and that was it. Shout out to Yola, even though you ain't giving me no shout out, buddy. That's okay. But and Aaron Shadow as well. right, so I'm going to hit up the line with some people. I'm going to get to you. Y'all just going to have to keep it fast. I apologize for the delay. And, you know, I got stuck with EQ on the line. I apologize for that. But we're going to try to get into everybody as we can. All right, so let's go into 2641 and Blog Will Let Me. Air it out radio. What's good? Hello. 2641. What's up?
Yo.
What's
good? No, what's this? This E-Burners, man.
E-Burners, man.
EQ,
you sound
man,
sick.
Talking all damn month. I am sick, man.
Aww.
EQ taking all damn long, man. What's wrong with you, knuckle?
Nah, it wasn't his fault. It was his blog. You know how blog is.
Yeah. Blame it on the blog. EQ was talking too much.
All right, so we ain't even going to get into the topic
pretty.
Too much. We ain't going to get into the topic.
I just say no. They should have had it at home. That's all I can say.
They should have had
all
it at
home?
All that
money, they should have just had it at the house or something. And, yeah. Ain't no point of you just inconveniencing everybody else to see their kids. So,
yeah.
You got
okay.
No money to have it at home. I'm pretty sure your house nicer than the hospital at the end of the day. So
that's real talk.
You know.
That's real talk.
Yeah.
Okay. So music-wise, what you got going on?
I'm working on Money Well Invested. It's about 30% done. It should be out in May or June. I'm looking at either May or June. So I got some Air It Outers on there. I got Shetty King, I got Cancer, I'm waiting for Die to finish her verse, and some other little gems up in there that I'm going to sneak in there. Don't worry about it, I got y'all. But yeah, I'm working on my 25th mixtape called It Ain't That Easy. That should be out in the beginning of February. Another mixtape dropping on Valentine's Day, The Cuddy Files Volume 3 for the ladies, and just numerous CDs from everybody in Team Heat dropping all this year before my album drop. And it should be 3 Team Heat albums dropping this year. So, you know, it's busy. I'm sick. I'm in the studio now, but, you know.
No, I hear it in your voice. As soon as you got on.
I ain't recording. I'm just making beats and writing, so I don't really need my voice that much. I'm all right. I recorded all day Sunday, so I'm good.
Okay. All right. So, you going to be at the Air It Out event, so that's a
of
good
course.
Thing.
Why wouldn't I? I don't miss nothing. Nothing.
He said nothing.
Air It Out Radio, man. We don't miss nothing. I'll be there, and I'll be one of the guest hosts on Air It Out Radio for the show. So,
yeah, you're going
to
be.
Everybody come up there. Yeah, I'm going to try to kick this cold before the weekend. If not, I'm still going to tear it down no matter what.
You're going to be spreading your germs.
Huh?
I said you're going to be spreading your germs all on a mic.
Nah, I'm going to be good. I'm going to dump like a pack of holes and some tea. I'll be all right.
Okay.
I got my night quit. I'm going to take that before I perform. Like.
I'm not okay.
Yeah, I that's the only show I'm focused on right now after that. And I got a tour coming up that's about to pop off. I'm waiting for the details money wise and travel wise, but that should be popping off like 4 Cali dates, Seattle, Atlanta, a couple other places, Texas. So and shout out to everybody that's shouting me out, man. You know. Much love. I'm going to be on the cover of the pre-magazine for February. Shout out to my model, K Solo. She going to be in the magazine with me. Yeah, we doing everything. I got models, singers, rappers, producers, Team Heat.
You little pimp.
Hmm?
I got models. Next thing you know, I got strippers.
strippers got fly mouths. I ain't messing with them. I'm good. I don't need no strippers. Girls already be tripping. I'm cool.
Okay.
Yeah, man. Shout out to you. Congratulations. We about to be on TV, bitches.
Bitches. You nut ass bitches. Yeah.
They don't even understand, though. They don't understand, though. That's
they
the crazy
really
part.
Shout out to Tommy Brown, man. Shout out to Tommy Brown.
Shout out to Tommy Brown. Yeah. Shout out to Reed. I see he doing this thing, positive songs, and yeah, I'm feeling that. That's a good look. You know what I mean? Niggas really ain't talking about shit. Huh?
I said, they don't understand, motherfuckers. Yeah.
No, they really don't. If they air it out, and all you fake-ass motherfuckers that's out there saying it's your event, cut that shit out. Y'all got nothing to do with it. We see you. You can't hide shit. You ugly ass. Look, you doing
we doing work, man. It's fucking soon airing out, man. You ride with us or get rolled over, nigga.
Exactly.
Yeah, man. We see her ugly ass. Don't even worry about it. We keep it moving.
Damn.
Yeah,
we better get
this one. I said it. He burned it. Yes, he did. He said it.
We fuck off and say something lazy. Anyway, we're out.
What you say?
I said, about to cut his mic off.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No, I can hear you now. Go to itsmyurl.com/onlyoneeburner. That'll take you to all the sites I'm on. It'll take you to my website, my Twitter, my Facebook, my everything. So hit me up on there. Anybody need tracks right now, get at me, man. We making some crazy shit right now, so get at me, man.
Yes, yes.
And what we getting into tonight, I'm ready. I think I just sent you that Sunday.
Yeah, I got it.
this my new street banger that's going to be on Money Well Invested, produced by Jizzy Wonder, my manager. Yeah, team heat, man. Team heat work, man. Ride with us to get rolled over, man. Let's go.
And our radio.
Jizzy Wonder.
Wonder.
God damn it! I'm ready.
I'm the man. I hope y'all understand. I got the whole game in the palm of my hand. They gotta be once, I bet they won't try again. Now run, tell the Franny Bird is performing to win. I won't lose, never. Don't care who's better. As long as my chatter keeps me on the newsletter. Hey, Jizzy, we get busy, they like who is he? Spitting like an AK, built like a grizzly. In his eyes, a nice guy from PHI. You wanna try and pop flyers, do or die. We play no game. Check fortune, check fame, check mind, check knives, but still check lanes. The epitome, they rated me great, I'm so straight. Well, 30 bucks worthy coming straight from the plate. This is food for thought, no pull. I'm nowhere near done, so put away your fork. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready.
He ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm being him. Whoever thought different? Maybe it was me. Something I was missing. Record labels fishing. Guess who ain't buying? These offers they selling is downright trifling. I'm a titan. Man, I don't care who they piping. Whether freestyle or writing, it's ill when I'm reciting. I'm nice. The price of power is unreal. Unsigned or deal. The sound is instilled. From the dope game to the dope chain is real. From cocaine to knowing your name is all skill. With Jizzy on the balls, me on the balls. Out of sight, out of mind, you trying to reach the stars. It's not a game no more, we taking over. Rocky Balboa put my hood on my shoulders. A grind for mine, you smell my ambition. Trying to carry on tradition, no choice but to listen. I'm ready,
he ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. I'm ready,
he ready.
Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all. Yes, I'm ready, y'all.
Air It Out Radio is at your fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, airitoutradio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Shout out to Yola. He hitting me up. I do have a track from him in here, so hopefully next week We'll get into that. I got a couple people still on the line, so please be patient. We're going to try to get to everybody. All right, let's see. 5135.
Oh, yeah, what's up with you?
What's up? Who's this?
This Willie Weir.
Willie, what the deal?
You know, promoting, listening to you.
Okay, we finally got a track of yours in here. Yay, woo-hoo!
Yep, hip-hop-a-ray.
Finally. I know that's right. Jeez, dude, after, like, months.
Yeah, it's been about 5-6 months, you know. But, you motivated me. I'm like, I got to get a track on there for this pretty lady, you know what I'm saying? So I went out there, worked hard, got me little 5 tracks in, you know, just to say I've done it, you know. I've done it for you,
yeah.
You know. You make me happy.
I mean, it makes sense because you come on and then you don't have no music, you know what I mean, at the end of the day. But,
yeah.
You know, we're toward the end of the show, so I just want to get everybody in here. At the end of the day, everybody just want to get their track played, so... we're going to, like, try to bypass the topic and get into everything that we need to really, really get into. All right, so give them your info and whatever you need to give them so they can reach you, and we're going to get into your track.
All right. What you playing at Bad Bitch Get It Right?
Whatever one you want me to play. I feel like I got all of them in here.
That's the one I want you to play right there.
Okay. Well, tell them who you are and, you know, where to find you.
Okay. This Willie Will. You can find me on Twitter. Willie2Will, at WillWill25. And you can also find me on ReverbNation.com/TheWillieWill. And you can check me out on YouTube, MM Previews. You don't need me to spell that out. And, yes, my name, Willie, is spelled with the W-I-L-L-I-E. I'm pretty sure everybody know how to spell the wheel. And, you know, I'm on Facebook, too. Willie Will, W-I-L-L-I-E-W-I-L. That's me. All day. All right. By myself. All
right, so let's get into the track. Go ahead and introduce it for me.
Yes, this is my track, Bad Bitch Getter. Shout out to all the sexy ladies. I'm not calling you a bitch. It's just a word.
It's okay. None taken. Air it out radio. Shout out to Will.
Make the post wanna hate, even though
Air.Radio is actually fire. Make sure y'all check out the website, air.radio.net. Hit me up, 347-677-1163. Got some callers still on the line. We're going to get to it. 0592.
Hey, hello? What's up, Fire?
What's up, Fire?
Who is this? Oh, come on. This is Caesar.
So I got to act like I don't know you.
I know you got to act like you don't know. But
what's up?
I was just checking it out, you know, to see that I got done my session, so Faust took over the last session. So I figured I'd try to catch the end of your show. You know, I always try to catch a little bit of your show.
Aw, that's what's up. That's what's up. I appreciate that. You got to let everybody know your studio info so they can come check you out. And,
yeah, it's no problem. Yeah, well, anybody been in Philly game long enough know who I am, Caesar. Got Raziac Studios. I'm up by 5th and Godfrey. I've been in the business since 88, been running the studio since 2000, and I've had this studio here since 2003. So I've been going strong nonstop.
Okay.
And my telephone number is 215-927-0592 if anybody wants to hook up and book some time. Please book way in advance because I am booked to the hilt. I think anybody can attest to that.
Yep, there you go. You want to give them how much or you?
Well, it's 30 an hour. You know, I keep my prices reasonable, but I do not skimp on quality. The quality that comes out of here will rival a $75, $100 an hour studio. And I got probably, you know, I probably got one of the best beat makers in town working out of my studio, and that's Faust Beats, wanted to tear it up, young one in DMX back in the day. And he's got something coming out with Chris Brown probably for the spring. It's going to be a spring drop.
Okay. All right. Same. So if y'all need some studio time, definitely hit up Caesar. And he do graphics, too. Look, he's so modest. He do graphics videos. All that good stuff, so hit him up. You know,
I mean, some of your arid outers come here, like your boy NG. NG comes by my studio, you know, and, you know, you just had my other boy Reed Dollars on earlier. Reed records here. So,
yeah.
It's a good spot.
Definitely. Yeah, and, you know, the good thing about Caesar is he makes you feel comfortable, you know, he's real down to earth, and he knows his shit, so. Definitely hook up with him, you know, see if I can get some studio time. You want to get some shout-outs or whatever?
Well, definitely want to shout you out. You know I've been waiting in the wings. You know I'm the biggest person cheering from the stands. And
yay.
I know you got a lot of stuff going on this year. I don't know what you've let the public know about, but I want to say I'm proud of you and just keep going because you're going to take it all this year.
Aw, thank you.
And,
Shout
out everybody, you know, everybody who knows me, you know, if I'm forgetting a name or something, charge it to my head, not my heart. I got you all in there. I also want you to know that I will be there. Better put your lip back in. I will be there Saturday. I have made arrangements, and my ass will be there Saturday. And I may be bringing a little trick down for me. I may be bringing a reggae artist. I know you haven't had a reggae artist at one of your events.
Yes.
I may be bringing a reggae artist with me to bless the crowd.
There you go, my first reggae artist. I'm excited. Woo! So I definitely appreciate you coming through. It's always a pleasure. You are virgin to the show, so you know. I wish I had my bang bangs. Look, I didn't load my bang bangs up yet, but you know that's.
You had me do all that searching for it. You still haven't loaded them up.
I got busy. I'm definitely gonna load it up for next week. So there you go. But I appreciate you doing that. You want to give them your Twitter and stuff?
My Twitter is Raziac Studio, at Raziac Studio. Raziac, for everybody who don't know, is just my name backwards. It's just Caesar backwards. It's R-A-S-E-A-C. Raziac Studio is my Twitter. And my Facebook, you can always just hit up my Facebook. It's, facebook.com/Raziac Studio, all one word. And as Fire said, you could probably go right on my Facebook and check out my video work and my graphics. And I've been doing it a long time, so I don't really boast too much, but my work speaks for itself.
Right. Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate you coming through. It's always a pleasure.
Hey, I can't miss a show. I got to at least catch 10, 15 minutes of it.
That's what's up. That's what's up. All right, Steve.
All right.
Okay.
Bye.
Air It Out Radio is at your site. Make sure you guys check out the website, airitoutradio.net. And I would say hit me up on the lines, but I still got people still waiting. So hopefully I'll be able to get to all of them. So shout out to everybody that's still on the line. Easy patient. If I can't get to the song, you know I got you for next week. And I'll just throw an extra joint in there. So we're going to hit up the line a little bit more and see what's popping. I'm going to go to 7611. Who this? Hello? 7611.
Oh, shit. What up?
What's going on?
I'm chilling. I was listening and I was doing something. How are you, my baby?
I'm good. How are you?
I miss you.
I know. I'm not gonna front. I'm like a little bit upset. You've been like neglecting me.
No, baby. Listen, I'm grinding. It's the top of the year, first quarter. I got to get this shit in. You know what I'm saying? Shout
right.
to my Air It Outers. Shout to you, Fire Chick. Happy New Year. Shout to all my Air It Outers out there grinding. Independent flow, the way to go. What's good
yeah,
with
okay.
you, yo?
I know that's right. Nah, man, you know, just on a radio gig, man.
What's
doing
the topic of the day?
Well, you know, we toward the end. I ain't really got time for all that, but it was pretty much like you know, should the celebrities get catered to, you know, for the when I'm being in the hospital, you know, the whole Jay-Z and Beyonce thing.
Oh hell yeah, you know I'm in NY. That was some bullshit. My man had two twins and couldn't even see his born brand new twins because of Jigga. I think that shit is over the top. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Nigga had two baby girls and couldn't even get to see his two baby girls because Jay-Z had the hospital locked down.
Yeah. Well, like we
yeah.
said, it was kind of the hospital fault because they already had the bread. Like, they could have easily, you know, made arrangements for everybody, you know.
Word.
So,
I'm in
yeah,
Jersey Girls Bar. Everybody, we got titties out, asses moving. Jersey Girls Bar, Elizabeth, New Jersey, exit 13. Young Berg is in here tonight. It's a good look. And, I know you live short on time. If you want to play something, I want to do that cock and back hang just for you.
Yeah, man. Hold on. Let me see if I can get to it. Some blogs is acting a little funky right now.
If you can't get to it, do you, baby. I just wanted to shout you, and thanks for letting me shout you. And that's what it is, baby.
Yeah. We're going to see. Let me see if blog is good to me for right now. But anyway, give me your Facebook and Twitter real quick.
It's my URL.com/FuckSmooth. Check out that new video, Hardcore. It's out there. I'm doing it big. Got the crazy whips all up in that. We kept it street, no chicks, straight hood. And that's what I'm doing. It's my URL.com/FuckSmooth. And Fire Chick got the game on lock.
Pretty much. And he way in New York and he know that.
That's what it is. I'll speak to you next week, baby doll. I'll speak to you next week.
All right.
All right, babe.
All right. Air It Out Radio, it's at Trick Fire. Make sure y'all check out the website. Blog is acting up as usual. Okay, so anyway, mute your phone. Mute your phone, bud.
All right.
See y'all over there. There you go. All right, so, ladies and gentlemen, blog is acting up. So hopefully I'll be able to get to everybody. So if you're on the line, please be patient, and I'll try to see if I can get to everything. But anyway, I'm going to stall a little bit. January 14th is going down the Villa event, all right, 52nd and Market, all right, 1 to 5. Be there with your drawers on. Make sure they're clean. And, okay, you can perform one track. Make sure it's clean. Make sure it's MP3. Make sure it's on a CD because DJ Rhythm Minute gets emotional. You hear me? All right, and also, you know, of course, Tommy Brown will be in there with Headbangers. And in case y'all didn't hear the news earlier, I am the official co-host for Headbanger along with Tommy Brown, all right, the first female of Headbanger, all right? So in case you ain't know, you know, now you've been officially snacked, all that good stuff, all right? I'm going to keep the lines going and see what I can get into. Ladies and gentlemen, let me see who I can go to. 5444, Air It Out Radio.
Hey, Flyer, what's up? It's that boy, Trey.
Trey, I know you're going to lie, mad as shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I hung in there. It's your big night, so I hung in there for that. I want to congratulate you on becoming a co-host of Headbangers Video. Shout out to Headbangers, Tommy Brown, J.B., you know what I mean? Good move, good move. You doing things extra big, as always, you know?
Trying, man, trying. I appreciate that. So, what's going on with EQ? I mean, GQ, sorry.
GQ, we're doing some things. I'm waiting on the contract. We're supposed to be performing at Jay-Z 4040 Club in Atlantic City. The date
wow.
is set February the 25th. We got a show that we're doing in Las Vegas, April the 13th. I'll give you all the club name, theater name next week. I don't remember it offhand. But that's going to be huge. We got a new album dropping this quarter called First Class. That's about it. I'm not even trying to promote my stuff or whatnot. This night about you. Congratulations to that chick Fly. You've been grinding for a long time. You know, your radio shows, both of them, Batcave 2.0, Aired Out Radio, been doing big things. Now you're moving on to bigger things. So I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. Well, I'll definitely try to get you in a track, GQ a track for next week. So I appreciate
you. It's too nice about you, sweetie. So congratulations. Aww,
thank you.
You know what I mean? All
right.
And my old self is going to stay up and listen to the whole show tonight.
Look, you only got a couple more minutes left, so you might as well.
See you Saturday at the Sneaker Villa, like everybody says, West Philly. That's our hood. Hey, we got a rep for us out of town.
There you go.
But we out there repping for you, too, because we rock out with Fire. They take Fire and Air It Out Radio.
Right. There you go. Boom. All right, Trey. Thank you for calling out.
Baby, see you Saturday.
Okay. Peace. Air It Out Radio and Patrick Fight. I know we're toward the end of the show, ladies and gentlemen. But hold on. Let me see if I can get to everybody. If I cannot play your track, you got a track for me. I'm writing people's names down as we speak. You heard the paper? Look. All right, so I'm going to write y'all name and number down. Y'all got a track on me. Y'all can easily remind me if y'all want for next week. Bitch, look. You said you was going to play another track. Da, 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 da. Whether you come on or not, you still got that one knee. All right? So I'm going to go to 8224.
Yeah, Fire Chick. Congratulations. This Money Bank, president of Headbanger Youth Mentorship Program. Listen, we're excited about having you on the team. I also do artist development and stuff. I'm an artist with Nine Brigade and stuff. We got a movement, and we're excited. We're very, very, very excited. We haven't met, but we're very excited about having you on the team.
Thank you so much. I didn't even know you was on the line. I was trying to, you know, get you on a little early. I appreciate that. Thank you so much. I'm excited, too. I don't sound like it, but I'm really, you know what I mean?
You're gonna bring what we've been missing, because we be out and about and we really don't have that presence right there, and you are the presence that we've been missing, because we all professionals and you're very professional. You have a good relationship with other artists, and for the record, I have a PCID number for Conquer Records. My little cousin Jamie Brown, he's one of the share owners of. I'm a member of that, so I'm getting ready to open up some doors for some of the artists out there, especially in Philadelphia.
Okay.
Like, Philly, we need to stand up. I'm a member of Mark America. We're working on another showcase now. Cecil B. Moore, 22nd Cecil B. Moore at the Wharton Center. So hopefully with this open mic, we can generate some more progress and stuff. But we're excited about having you, sweetheart. Yes, that's what's up. We get ready
Thank
to get it
you.
In. And I don't know if Jay Reed told you, but I got Tommy Brown getting in the studio with me, working on some songs and concepts, because I'm a songwriter. I write everything from country to R&B. I don't care if they want a spitting album, I give it to them. I don't care what.
Right.
But
okay.
I got Tommy Brown in his bag, so hopefully maybe we can get you on some of these hooks, get everybody in the ball game, get some of these cameras and start shooting some independent movies, start using this independency. My Uncle Tuck, he's, you know, get back in the game. He's doing some things with Lady Gaga, Will Smith, and them. Shout outs to him. And, you know, we're moving. I'm working with Nine Brigade. We just got the second PSE album in the making. We over top of Charlie Matlin's store on Chester Avenue, Matt's Pies. That's where Super Sound is. Anybody in the city want to come down there and get with us? We're not Hollywood. You can knock on the door. We'll let you in.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? You're free. You're welcome to record. Shout out to Tommy Brown. And, you know, I was just facing 22 to 44 years a year ago, and now I'm at the level that I'm at. And everybody played the part. You know, everything helped. I know a lot of people, but I wasn't using it. So, you know, and for all you young dudes listening, Greater Four got 937 inmates on. I did 13 years altogether. 937 inmates on. And that block is two blocks long, two city blocks long. So if you think you're a gangster, when you get up there, you better be sure of it. Life's too short, man. Get it together, man. You know, if you got talents, let it be known. And for all the dudes in the city that have access to some of these open doors, stop being stingy, man. You can't make money off of everybody. Just help somebody once in a while.
Right. Okay, I gotta cut it short. I gotta get to these other calls, but I definitely appreciate you coming through. Give them your Facebook and Twitter real quick so they can reach you.
Twitter, Tommy Brown got all the information. He takes care of that. But they can check me out on Facebook if they're doing music or anything at m.58banks, leave it all together, at gmail.com. Check me out on there. We're going to be emailing you some music. I got a Pig Latin song. You're going to love it. It's crazy. And we get ready to get in the game. I'll see you at our West Philly. Right. I'll be with Tommy Brown and them.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right.
Congratulations again, and hopefully, you know, we'll see you soon, okay?
Definitely. All right. Thank you. Air Radio is catching fire. Listen, I know we're toward the end of the show. We got like 2 minutes left. I see the people still online. Listen, I'm going to run through. Please give like a really quick shout out real quick. I got y'all numbers. Y'all got a track on me. I know I see Jersey on here real heavy. Yola, I see you on here, baby. I know I told you would get through. But, you know, it's crazy at the end of the show. I apologize. So I thought I was going to really try to squeeze everybody in. So let me see. Just give your name and a quick shout out really quick. And like I said, next week I got y'all. So let me see. So I can back the fuck up. Okay. All right. It's not letting me do it. See? Blog will do that. But anyway, shout out to everybody that's on the line. Jersey, I see you. I see a couple. 0061, 0592. I think that's Molly. Shout out to him. And 6701, and shout out to Yoli. Like I said, apologize for that. I mentioned Fire. Make sure y'all check me out every Monday, 10-1, on the same station. All right, airitoutradio.net, and hit me up on Bad King 2.0 on Thursday night. Me, DJ Wait a Minute, Ricky Knight, and what's the other dude name? Just kidding. Ricky Knight. We're going to be there. 91.7, and check out my website and all that stuff. I'm out of here. You've officially back. I love y'all to death.